What's poppin'? Your Mike Show for Friday. Take you into the weekend. And we're in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And we got a relatively full house. Trudy, Mark, Brandon, Zuv says coronavirus, apparently. And
yes.
Oh, no.
He's been quarantined.
And Ebola.
Yes. In his room. There's 10 phones.
But he's here.
He's with us.
Yes, he's making Facebook Live.
Digitally.
Yeah. Wait, is Facebook Live live? Or are we waiting for Bob?
We might be waiting for Bob. I'm not sure. Yeah. He can't communicate with Zoom.
Well, he can just turn it on whenever he wants to.
No, he knows.
I mean, just get Bob.
He's listening from here.
I'm aware of that. Northwestern Tech, by the way, is our Facebook Live sponsor. And they're the heating and cooling school in Southfield. They got HVAC. It's all they teach. 10.5 months, over 50% of the training is hands-on, 4 hours, 4 days a week. A lot of these people work while they do it. So this is not one of those things that's going to put you in debt for the rest of your life. 90% of the grads get jobs in the field. If you or someone you know wants to learn a skilled trade, this is a great idea for you. Consider it. Northwestern Tech. Go to northwesterntech.edu. Next class starts in late March. northwesterntech.edu. Tell them you heard from this show. Drew and Mike Show.
Right.
Okay. So, I see that Bob Saget will be with us shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very timely because Aunt Becky might be off the hook.
What? I thought they were throwing the book at her.
They were. And I'm not sure they shouldn't. But it seems that Rick Singer, who's the mastermind.
Do we throw that word around too much?
Way too much.
Okay.
Richard Jewell was called a mastermind. apparently, this Rick Singer sent a text to someone, I think it's his attorney, where he says that the FBI wants him to say that it was a bribe, whereas he had been calling it a contribution to people. What I'd like to know, though, is, because they're saying, this text gets her off the hook. Why all the make-believe water polo pictures and all
rowing.
That stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Well, yeah.
What's her name again? Ring Jade? Lawyer. Something.
Olivia Jade.
Olivia Jade.
Yes.
She was kind of an influencer. Maybe she thought that those were catchy ways of getting people into her.
She didn't know about them,
her sister
though.
Did it, too.
Oh.
Oh, wait. She took the pictures and didn't know.
No, the parents just did it.
They photoshopped her in?
Massimo is the one that sent him in.
You know, do you believe that? That she didn't know anything? Isn't she in a pool?
I feel like it's one of those things where they told her about it and she probably just forgot.
Okay.
Can y'all be self-aware?
Yes.
Well, absolutely. Anyway.
Most of the communications in the emails I thought were between, you know, Singer and Massimo.
Massimo. Why isn't Massimo kind of more prominently featured?
Because he's not Aunt Becky.
Well, okay.
White male privilege, Trudy. He's privileged.
Is he?
Anyway,
I think. Male privilege? Or
sure.
He's Italian, right? Yeah.
I think the water polo pictures make it perfectly clear what they thought was going on. Why were they using Rick Singer to make a donation to the school? They just loved the school and wanted to help. They didn't think it had any connection to their kids getting in.
Was a donation in quotation marks in the text?
I don't know.
They wrote the donation off, too. Can you do that if
No, that's right. That's another problem.
That's what bothered
40
me.
40 years probation hearing at 94 for her.
And that's the Hot Pockets heiress.
Oh.
Yeah. Why are all these other people in then? Well, other people are being sentenced and they're in jail.
I know.
Wait a minute.
I think it's ridiculous.
The craziest part of the Hot Pockets thing is I had no idea someone had to invent that.
Well, someone has to invent everything, right?
Right, but it's a calzone, isn't it?
Savory and delicious.
Trudy, there's ham and cheese. I mean, specifically in a Hot Pocket.
Oh,
there's
other ones, too.
Are they overrated, Hot Pockets?
Yes.
I don't think so. Why are they overrated?
I just don't think they're that great.
Because they're like
a
They're not supposed to be a gourmet meal. They're a Pop-Tart with ham in the middle.
Oh,
that's good.
Man. He's going to make a primo dump later on.
I would buy a Pop-Tart with ham in the middle and cheese.
Wait, why don't they have breakfast Pop-Tarts?
That sounds delicious.
Hey, I saw in 7-Eleven they have Pop-Tart bites now.
Oh.
I don't want a bite.
Like mini, well, they're like
I
mini
like
Pop-Tarts.
10 of them.
Lots of them.
They're like mini Pop, yeah.
You're paying
What's
too
up?
Much for the packaging.
Breakfast.
They're basically taking the biting out of the equation, so you just have to chew it. You don't have to bite the Pop-Tart, you just throw it in your mouth.
Mm. Yeah, boy. Okay.
Delicious.
Doesn't everybody hate the crust around it, though?
Like when
I used to break all the crusts off. And then,
yeah.
Oh, are you okay? Did you hurt your mouth?
It just wasn't savory and delicious. You know, I wanted.
I think you injured your mouth on that hard crust. Did your mom cut the crust off bread too? Sandwiches?
I chose to break the crust off the edges of the Pop-Tarts, throw those crap in the trash, and then eat my s'mores.
You're starving people in Africa, Brandon.
Did you cut crust off for Joey?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm not saying crust off my sandwiches.
There's something about people that get their crust cut off. I think there's a softness there. Not complete softness, but I think there's a level of softness.
I'm in that right now.
Prince Harry got his crust cut off.
Guys.
I'm not even paying attention.
Charlotte?
The crust around bread is not the same as the crust around a Pop-Tart.
No, I know, but it's still crust.
I know. The Pop-Tart crust is even softer, so I thought maybe you were more prone to injury in your mouth because of the hard... crusty outside of the Pop-Tart.
Charlotte always wants it cut off, but I have her. I'm like, just rip it off or eat around it. Isn't that the better answer?
Yeah, you're teaching her to be practical.
You start giving kids a lot of breaks on food, and they'll burn you when they're 15. I'm telling you,
15, five.
I mean,
man.
When you're going out to eat, and they have to have everything special ordered, and
right.
I hate having kids, bud.
Once again, five.
Really?
I honestly, picky eaters, I don't want to go out to eat with them because
they
have to send food back and it's got to be done this way or that way. And I like people that just go, yeah, that number three on the menu sounds really good.
Yep.
Yeah, come on back and bring it.
And that's
me.
It's not like I go to a restaurant and say, hey, can you please remove the crust?
Soft.
No, I can remove the crust off myself.
Well, when it's up to you, it seems like you have a lot of safety measures in place.
You're eating Pop-Tarts the wrong way, brother. I'm going to show you. I'll bring in some s'mores Pop-Tarts.
Wait, I think I have some upstairs.
Oh, good.
Does everybody save the middle of the Pop-Tart for the last bite, though, or is that just me?
You see, if you do it my way, everything's the middle of the Pop-Tart.
Yeah, but the crust is still good. You eat the crust first, and then you eat the middle.
Oh, you're too good for the outside of the Pop-Tart. What a snob. Brent Dunn, I had no idea.
I do the same thing
Why
with Fig Newtons.
Why are you bullying me?
I eat the sides of the Fig Newtons first, so I have the middle part last.
That's ridiculous.
That's kind of brilliant.
Jim Bentley is busy on Twitter today.
Yeah, he is.
Let me first mention that the good news is he's busted his slump at Zot. He moved a bunch of wheels last week, ever since we made this dinner available. A lot of people out there picking up vehicles from Zot Ford in Holly. Go see Jim in person at Zot Ford. If he's out for some reason... go talk to Anthony, because we're talking about a delicious dinner at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas for all the people who purchase or lease a new or pre-loved vehicle from Zot Ford by March the 16th.
My mother used to love to get a chili relleno there.
And they are tossing up to 10 grand cash in your pocket on select new vehicles. So feel free to hit rewind right now, because yes, you heard right. Those lunatics at Zot Ford, Gabara, begging to be fired for this. They'll give you up to 10 grand cash to match your tax returns. I think he must want to be fired. He must want unemployment for this. Surf their silly deals and massive inventory at dealsandindeed.com. Don't call Bentley. Just go visit with him.
Wouldn't he have to fire him himself?
His name is not Zot.
Oh, true.
So I'm not sure about that.
Oh, okay.
How far up the ladder he's going. We'll find out. If he makes it through this, I think he's definitely...
Yeah.
Almost like family. And GrowGreen. They buy in bulk. They pass the savings on to you, the growers. Did you know the average price for an ounce of flower at a Michigan rec dispensary is $512?
Outrageous.
That's crazy. Grow your own. Save thousands of dollars a year. The experts at GrowGreen, who consult on some of the largest grows in the state, can help you set up your own home grow. It's fun and easy with guidance from GrowGreen. And they've also got ProMix bales for $22, bags of Ocean Forest for $10. Advanced Nutrients gallons. Advanced Nutrients Big Bud, normally $149, only $79. And mention the podcast for a free Grown in Michigan t-shirt with any purchase. They're on M36 in Whitmore Lake, online at growgreenmi.com.
The truth is, some of the most important people in the world smoke weed.
Grow Green.
Yeah.
Weinstein is still in the hospital. I am so pissed about this.
He doesn't feel well.
Get him out of here.
Well, he was never in the hospital before. The minute he's being taken to Rikers Island, the place he really belongs.
He couldn't handle it. It's the stress, man, just like Jeff Garland. And
he
Curb.
Still has not been punished. Still.
He's not a goddamn and pussy to me.
Do you know they're trying to get the judge to let him stay out pending sentencing?
No, not going to happen.
They are. They're trying. They're
That's
trying.
Not going to happen, though.
He's got some pretty big, important people making a lot of money who really believe him, by the way.
Oh, boy.
They pointed out that they really believe him.
Well, it's gotten even more ridiculous with the juror that broke her silence.
Yeah.
She is in hiding now because she's getting death threats.
What? Who for what?
Okay, so her sister has talked to the Post, which is a very dangerous. If I was a sister, I wouldn't talk to anybody because you know the sister of the juror that broke the silence is going to get death threats.
Wait, that means there's supporters for Harvey Weinstein. Who is running around supporting Harvey Weinstein and issuing these death threats?
Her sister says she's getting threats on social media and through email saying that she's a snitch, and how can she do that?
A snitch?
She is square. She is scared.
No,
of the
they should be threatening. The death threat should be going to Annabelle Sciorra.
I know.
And they're the snitches.
It's so bad.
I'm just saying. This is not. She's not a snitch. She's a juror.
The juror had to deactivate all her social media accounts.
Whoa.
She has no social media now because of what Harvey Weinstein
did. People just attack people because they can. It doesn't...
Oh, it's, yeah, these aren't real threats, but tell her that. She left 3 days ago.
Don't you love social media?
Where do you go when you need to be in hiding? I just might need to know
that.
Oh,
that's a great question. Where, who are you hiding from?
can't we put out the information about the people who are making the death threats and make death threats against them? All of us who support the juror could threaten death threat them.
Probably not.
Are you threatening me?
They're probably not real.
We could set loose some major death threats.
Yeah,
I think
we could.
So many death threats.
All our friends.
God, I'm so... God, look at the stupidity going on.
I agree.
Yeah, and I'm excited to talk to Bob Saget because I really want to ask him about, for example, this Louis C.K. stuff. And I don't know how much Bob can say, but I wonder if he's really that big a jerk because I just didn't know that.
I think that's a good question. I was watching an interview he did with Sway. You know Sway?
Wait, Sway is still around?
Yeah, he's on satellite radio. And Bob was going down the line of too many people have a voice. And he said that...
Bob agrees with me?
That's kind of... I felt that's where it was going before it took a turn. But he's basically saying that people don't know what to believe anymore because, you know, there's too many things can make a news story.
I agree.
With Twitter. And he said they used to parody it on South Park. Where, you know, they would split screen and be the president on one side and a guy with four followers on the other. Which is kind of the too many people have a voice. So I tend to believe he agrees with that.
I love that Bob watches South Park.
Yeah.
So many ways. They've bonded to him. The Entourage thing and everything else.
Me too.
Is anybody besides me...
Bob Saget.
There is a song.
Wow.
Oh... Bob Saget.
What? It's a little slow.
You shocked the whole entire world because the whole world is like Bob Saget's and that's wholesome guy. He's on the TV show with the little kids. He's so funny.
Well, this is Matt's best effort.
Bob Saget, you know, he shows people videos of people getting a ball.
Good.
I'm not using that song for him.
Am I the only one watching David Spade at night? I know I keep asking.
Yes,
this
you are.
I think the answer's nobody.
Still yes.
Nobody watches. Really? Is you know, it just funny? Not that interesting to anybody?
Since I cut the cord, the one station I don't get is Comedy Central, so I don't really watch any Comedy Central.
Oh, you can't watch it either?
No, I guess I should. I probably should subscribe to it. But
Brandon, is he too old for you?
No, not at all. I love David Spade. The problem is it's not appointment viewing for me, and I don't record it.
You don't record. I just wonder why you don't record. Well, okay, forget it. Okay, maybe I'm the only one.
I don't have
maybe
the time.
Maybe the show sucks.
Honestly, I do not have the time.
It doesn't suck.
No, it's just weird. I've talked about it a number of times. Nobody ever says, oh my God, I love David Spade, Lights Out. But this week, he had Dana Carvey on.
Oh, cool.
Always great.
Well, I want to see that.
And then he had Jim Carrey on.
Mm-hmm. His new show's
that
bad.
That was about a week ago.
Show's bad.
And
no, his new show is back.
Oh, back.
Kidding on Showtime. A really good show.
Jim Carrey, you know, for all his anger about politics and his painting and his STDs and all that crazy stuff, which is kind of what you think about when you think of Jim Carrey now, he's such a star, man. He comes out there and he just owns a place. And he was just...
No way!
I forget that sometimes because he is so flippin' funny and he's wearing this pink jacket. and it looked totally normal on him. And then he gave it away to somebody in the crowd.
Yeah, he does have his own shtick that I think gets him over.
He really, I mean, you can see his mind working, and sometimes it's like, wait, he just told David Spade he loves him. Is he joking? Is that real? And it turns out it's real. But, you know, he's one of those guys you never quite know what's going to happen. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, he is. He's still funny.
I do hear the Hall Financial hotline opening.
I cannot find the read for Hall Financial. I think Denny ran off of it.
Can we not get these reads in separate copies to all the shows?
Oh, we did.
Really?
We did. And
why does Denny steal things?
I have no idea.
Hall Financial, if your rate's over 4% or you've got high-interest credit card debt, you might want to refi with Hall Financial. Save a lot of money over a long period of time. DrewandMike.HallFG.com or 248-308-5000. Are we rolling with Bob Saget?
Yeah.
Bob is at the Royal Oak Music Theater. May the 13th. I love this song.
It's really good. Started screaming for the bitch to respect him. Next thing you know, we're in the VIP section. When crew runs deep like this, you wanna brag. Who you rolling with, man? I'm rolling with Sag. Yeah. You there, Bob?
Hey, Liz, mother. Hey, Bob.
Bob, are you in the house?
Hey. Yo,
hey, there he is.
Hi.
How you doing,
you're
Bob?
You're rolling with me.
We are rolling, man. I still love that song. Isn't that great?
It's funny, it was an accident. It was Jamie Kennedy and the guy Stu Stone, and they wanted to do a thing. They had a TV show on MTV called Blowing Up, and they wanted to have the whole, the arc of the whole 9 episodes was that I make a music video with them. And it cost, the world, this is how the world has changed. The music video alone cost $500,000.
Oh, what? I don't see it.
It was directed by Dave Dean, who also directed a lot of Mariah Carey stuff. And,
oh, wow.
And, you know, you work all night in Hollywood, and then he just says, like, I'm not paying for this myself. We're pulling the plug. So that was,
Is that maybe the biggest amount of money spent that kind of surprised you on a project you worked with, or is there something else that you couldn't believe the budget of it?
No, I've been on a few things that were, like, really expensive. I mean, I directed that movie Dirty Work years back, which
phenomenal movie, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not joking. One of our favorites. We got a lot of drops.
We're trying to pinch out a reboot right now, so we'll see what happens. I don't know what'll happen, but
pinch out. Is that the term in Hollywood these days?
That's how I talk. That's how I keep people awake. That's how I take your normal interview and just add a little accent, a little seasoning.
You know, I'm glad you said that because, Bob, I don't want this to be a phoned-in interview today. I had some really good questions for Bob Saget.
I want anything you have to say. I wish I was there in person because I always feel bad when it's on the phone. And
well, we could do that. We'd love to have you in
here. You're in town in
May. Now you've almost committed to it, Bob.
Yeah, you have.
I know.
May the 13th. Well, do you get here the day before?
Yeah, I would be here the day before.
All right. There. We'll have our people talk to your people.
Because I'm at that beautiful Royal Oak Music Theater, which
isn't it great?
Played a lot.
Yeah,
I've played it so many times, and I just love it there. And I'll be with Mike Young, who's he's a citizen of Detroit.
We know him.
Born and bred it like Mrs. Paul's chips. And
Bob, did you know he's related to Mr. Skin?
No. Oh, yes, I did hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so disturbing. Oh my God.
Ask him for a free password.
When I was born, that's what they called what they took off of me. That guy. I don't like anybody that, you know, I don't even like being called a celebrity. You know, it's like I'm I do 5 things, none of them well, but I do them, you know, comedian, director, writer, actor, whatever. People go, but our celebrities are here. It's like, round us up on Noah's Ark, you know.
You're doing 5 things at once now, aren't you?
I am. I'm twirling a lot of plates because I work on a Muppet show in a kitchen. That doesn't make any sense. But
I got the reference.
You know, well, yeah, but look how quiet
spinning
it got.
Spinning on the balancing
line. I think you actually got depressed after that. I would take meds right now if I were you. But
God, if I had some, I would. I would. Hey, I don't want to make it even more depressing, but I thought yesterday I had a question. I was dying for an answer. I had no one I could ask. And then when I said, oh, Bob's coming on today, I thought, I'll ask Bob.
I'm the guy.
I just don't know if you like the question, but it's not about you. It's not a personal thing at all.
Right.
Yesterday we were listening to Pete Davidson.
Right.
He was interviewed by Charlemagne.
Right.
And he was talking about what a horrible guy Louis C.K. is, that he hates young comics, that he tried to get him fired from Saturday Night Live. And I'm of the theory that this Pete Davidson, who some people really like, that he's a little dramatic and I don't know. I don't know Louis C.K. I love his humor. I know he fucked up big time, and he certainly screwed up badly. But I wondered, do comics not like him? Is he not a likable person?
This is an interesting subject, and it would be the front of your article. So I can, when you go and post this, please don't put this as the headline.
Okay.
I've known Louis for 30 years, and he was always cool with me. And we did the Opie and Anthony had a tour. They were radio virus. Guys.
Yeah, we know virus. Yeah.
Serious guys. You're right. And we went out, and we had some good times. You know, we didn't, it was just like nine comedians in a room, and it was Louis Black, and it was, oh my God, it was pretty much everybody's Tracy Morgan. It was,
oh my God, what a riot that must be.
Jim Norton, so it was always quiet. And, but Louis is obviously, I was even on a show once as a cameo thing, but, you know, so I, excuse me, sorry, I'm eating on the back of a tail of a cat, so if I'm choking. It's not even a hairball when you're actually swallowing a cat's tail. That's why I'm a big fan of cats that have no tails. So back to that, back to the Louis subject.
Yeah.
Is, right?
And yeah.
So he, by the way, I'm starting a podcast. It starts soon. That's not a joke. It sounds like one. Because everyone I just wanted one. To do it so every citizen on the earth has
finally,
I'm registered to vote for my podcast. But Louis, you know, the mind is brilliant. The comedy is great. There is an honesty behind it. And, you know,
this is a lot of qualifiers, Bob. I think you're getting to the part where maybe he's not that nice.
Well, no,
he is.
He's always been nice to me.
Okay.
And I like Pete Davidson a lot. I like him a lot. And Pete Davidson has been through a lot. I mean, he lost his dad in 9/11. I mean, this is like serious stuff, you know? And he's also had, some other, personal issues. And we're acquaintances, but we've conversed, and he's a good person. And he's got a movie coming out. That
couple
Apatow
movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a special on Netflix too. Boy, we've been plugging him a lot. But so,
yeah. I can't really say. You know, we are. I'm not a newsman. I don't even like talking about politics or about. But doing bad, doing wrong things is wrong. Done over. It's right there. So we know that.
Well, if I have to hate Louis anymore, I mean, it's going to be really hard to like him at all if I have to know that he's a terrible person and he tries to get people fired.
Well, no, but everybody's done that. I got somebody fired once because they wrote a bad review about me once. So it happened. It was 30 years ago. I didn't know any better.
What was the review for, Bob?
Oh, it was for my first. I don't want to say because then he'll hear this.
Did you
have a headline no matter what? Bob Saget talks about this. Going to say all the names of the comedians. There's no denying that Louis C.K. is funny, and there's no denying that he's a smart man. So there has to be ownership in behavior, and that's his. That's going to be something. Personally, I would like to see him deal with it and then just do all kinds of stuff. But everybody processes things at a different time.
Well, he was at the Royal Oak Music Theater. We just saw him a couple months ago. And I honestly was horrified by that story. But at the same time, I kind of felt like I don't really like this business of saying someone can never exist or have a career because they did something bad. Although I thought it was really bad. But I went anyway and I laughed.
That's probably youth talking because Pete's young. Or someone that's really calling somebody out for something horrific. And it's possibly true. And if you asked Louis, he might say, oh, yeah, I did do that. I was an idiot. I shouldn't have done that. Or maybe he just said, hey, the kid did this, this, and this. You know, I don't know. You know, the main thing is funny people are very complicated, very dark. And I just hope no more of them do anything horrific, because the comedians are supposed to be, you know, the people that see you from the outside, to look at the world.
Yep. And, well, yeah, you're our and people who make us laugh.
And then and make you laugh, but then you look at Dave Chappelle, you look at old George Carlin, you watch Richard, and you realize, wow, there's something, like, dare I say the word profit, but that's how they're framed. That's what they're doing there. Yeah. You know, Dave Chappelle's out making statements, and then you wind around and you get the laugh. But yeah. in my yeah. new hour, I'm doing a new hour. I'm going to do a special in the fall. But I'm also trying to make more statements that mean something. And then when you find humor in that, and that's how I talk anyway, I kind of go off on subjects like twirling plates, and then there's dead air, you know.
It's really,
but I mean, I'm just tired of, I don't want anybody to do bad stuff anymore, but in the old showbiz, we didn't know what people did. You know, yep. We didn't know what these famous people did.
Do we have to tell on people right away, though, and judge them before we even know if it really happened? I mean, it just seems like just crazy.
That's where we're at. That's where we're at. Where someone sends a tweet and it's a lie, over. Or it's inaccurate, or it's spot on.
Oh, Bob, that
and
reminds
they're not
me.
Convicted.
I'm going to let ahead. You make another headline, because Aunt Becky, known to you as Lori, today there was a text message between two people that may indicate that she is off the hook. In fact, I saw Harvey on TMZ say she is off the hook. End of story.
Well, not being a fisherman anymore. you put me in that position, which is...
but this is good. You can
Royal Oak Music Theater, May 13th. Is it May 13th? Is
yes.
that what it is?
Yes, it is.
My birthday is the 17th, and my wife's birthday is the 19th. That's right. She's 2 days younger than me.
2 days and 24 years. I was looking that up, Bob.
23.
Okay. She is beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, she's really cool. She's an influencer. Her name's Kelly Rizzo. Her thing is Eat Travel Rock. She's, like, well-known. I mean, I've never been anybody swag, but we went to Switzerland, and it was for the ministry of the Swiss government, and it was this amazing. I fell in love with Switzerland because they know where to hide money during wars, yeah. and they make great watches and chocolate. What else yeah. do you need? But
you're
the answer
neutral?
To your question in a vague way is, and I said it a million times, I ended up with no quote. Come on, guys. And I always, when TMZ's out, I always go, I don't do interviews when I'm walking on the street. Put me in a chair.
So many people
put me
do.
In a chair with a desk and I'll talk to you. But,
okay.
But I just love who I love. You don't stop loving somebody unless they, you know, slowly cut off each of your toes and sent them to your mother.
Yeah.
Well, see, she didn't try to get you fired. She probably has none of these horrible other things. Well, she didn't do
the
this.
Character
maybe,
I know, the character I know of her is that 35 years ago, whenever we did Full House, whatever year it was, she joined it a year later, so I guess it was 1988, she would make pies, and she was very good at, she's a baker, she loves it, and she would, before she went to work, she would drop them on our doorsteps, Dave, aww. John, myself, and that's how you see Aunt Becky, you know. So that was the character, but that's her makeup. Lovely parents. So I've just been trying to.
We can't send her to Rikers Island for this.
No,
no. This whole thing's going to put me in some kind of Kane mutiny trial. This is good. Yeah, nobody knows that reference. I'm sorry, millennials. I apologize.
Hey, I've got a reference that may fill the bill for all of us, at least those of us here. The Gary Shandling documentary, which was that 4 hours long?
Yes,
it was
well worth it.
I could have watched 2 more hours. I was such a fan of Gary, and obviously you were a much bigger fan because you were a good friend of his, and you were in the documentary. You made a lot. You made the cut, Bob. There wasn't much of you on the editing room floor. I don't think
because I was in the middle of two friendships of Gary's and Brad Gray. And I introduced them to each other, and so there is mutual love there. But Gary and I, we were very close the first 10 years when I first moved to LA in 1978, and then bunch of stuff happened, you know, bunch of legal crap and friendship stuff and all kinds of things came into play, ethics and other people's expectations, all kinds of complicated stuff.
It was really sad, but, wasn't it?
Very, very. It was, and I, all I wanted was to stay friends with both. And near the end of Gary's life, we started to reconnect. So you do get, sometimes you do get a full circle type thing happen, because I never stopped loving him. That is what I'm trying to say about everything else. You don't stop loving people. And he didn't do anything that we know of, though I do know there was. But he did work for the Boy Scouts for about 15 years. But he,
but he had the boxing gym. I was so surprised by a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you changed the subject. He had a, I apologize for that comment.
It's okay.
That's a horrific comedian. That is a comedian type of comment. That is irreverent stuff.
And safe space, Bob. Yeah. Safe space.
I feel bad. Okay, you say that now. But
yeah, we haven't got to the headlines yet.
The tape is rolling. But yeah, he had a gym set up, and he liked boxing, and he played basketball with all of his pals. Yeah. And so I'm just lucky I couldn't play basketball and I wasn't invited. So that's good. but I will always love him, and I will always love my friend Brad, who was
he passed away too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, 59 years old.
Oh,
and all three of his kids and his ex-wife over the Christmas holidays, and it was really, because my daughters grew up with his daughter and his two sons, and it was really wonderful to see them all together, because they were 1 year old in a bathtub, and that doesn't sound like I'm going to say something good, so you should go to the next question.
I will. I thought the thing in that documentary that I thought was the most surprising.
Oh, can I say what I was going to say?
Sure. I thought you were serious.
I had his three kids and my daughters, and they were all in a bathtub together. And it was exciting for me because it was the first time I'd used my underwater video equipment.
Nice.
Jesus.
That's what I stopped this interview for.
It was worth
another
it.
Joke.
It was worth it.
Is horrific.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but there's problems with the world in that those kind of jokes are the only reason I ever tell them, or Sarah Silverman will give you the best 15 minutes of anti-Nazi humor you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Is because the pain is so great that's what you do to retaliate. As a comedian, you make the worst joke, and you often get into trouble these days, especially, and understandably, because there's so many victims and stuff. Well, and so many.
I feel like a lot of that trouble comes from places like Twitter, and I saw an interview you were doing with Sway, and I felt like you were going down this road where you're saying that people don't know what to believe anymore, and it's almost like, it's good that everybody has a voice, but at the same time, too many people have a voice, and what voices matter?
Like, yes. And it's really, and obviously words matter. I used to think, no, they don't. It's all intention. You know, the
in
words,
context.
But you can't, sarcasm doesn't travel in print, nor does facetiousness or anything. It was like the president rolling the clip from Curb Your Enthusiasm on Twitter of Larry David putting on the MAGA hat so the biker would be nice to him.
Brilliant.
And then the president goes, see, my people are kind, you know, whatever. But that's not getting the, you know, satire. You have to be able to get satire in order to, or maybe he's smarter than anybody could believe, and he's using it in his own tongue-in-cheek joke on a joke. I just don't know anymore. Well, I don't know why people can't just be kind. I don't know why they can't just have discussions like people and stop all this anger. The yelling is deafening.
They typically do when it's face-to-face. For the most part, most people.
Well, not during the hearings, not during those.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not real though.
Yeah, but that's an unusual situation as well.
The other documentary you were in recently was The Last Days of Richard Pryor. And
yeah, I didn't think that was going to be what it was. I was told people were doing it. A couple of the people I knew and I love, like Lily Tomlin, and people made some wonderful comments, but it really came off as tabloid news.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was going to be used that way. I thought people like Paul Mooney were going to be in it, people that were close to them. And it really wasn't. It was stock footage. And then like someone's friend that was a lighting director, you know, it's like, yeah.
But who is going to watch it? I mean, a lot of people are going to watch that. I mean, see the title.
You want to see it. I was with him on the set of Critical Condition after the fire had happened to him. And we were in, we kept waiting to be called out for our scene. And we're waiting for someone to say action. And we had all this time to kill. And he was telling me that the brush that was there in the shower we were standing in together, and this is a little gruesome,
you were taking a shower together?
Yeah, but we were dressed. We were in costumes. Okay. We were in wardrobe. But he
would have been okay anyway.
We were in costumes like the Village People, but no, it was like not the Village People. It was, you know, it takes a village, people. Never mind. It takes a village to build anyway. So he was saying that this sponge on the other side had a hard bristle brush. He said that's what they use for burn victims to get rid of the skin. They have to use a harder brush. And he said this is what they used. And then he said something like, I ain't going to do that blank again. You know, I loved him a lot. And I got to be, you know, I wouldn't say dear friends, but we got to be friends. And that's like a dream of any comedian, is to know the ones that aren't in jail.
I want to say that Bob, you're docu-friendly, aren't you? Aren't you in a lot of docs?
You know, I'm in too many. I've done too many cameos. I'm guilty. I think that someone should press charges. I think that I'm arrested for being in a lot of docs. Well, when a friend calls, I kind of have to do it. If Kevin Pollak calls me, like there's one coming up that my friend Mike Binder, who I started.
Yeah, he's from here.
Another Michigan guy.
Yes, he is. He sure is. So is Tim Allen and Dave Coulier and my God.
Yeah, Dave's around. Dave lives here now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does. He's the home repair expert. I think there's a show in there. I can smell it.
Well, will he be there May the 13th?
I don't know if he's in town, but if he is, I'll bring him out on stage and I'll set fire to the woodchuck. That's what I'll do.
All right. Well,
we actually had a scene on Fuller House, not this season, a couple ago. There's 9 more new shows coming out on Netflix in the next couple months. Wow. But Dave, or whenever it is, but we had a scene where it was John, Dave, and I smoking cigars talking about our lives on this reboot of this show, and we're sitting there reviewing, and then at the end of it, I just threw the woodchuck, or John threw the woodchuck into the fire that we were sitting around, and we literally burned it. There was another one, but we burned this one pretty bad. And then the network said, you can't do that because people love Mr. Woodchuck. I said, name one. Besides Dave.
I wanted to get your opinion on the Comedy Central roast for Bob Saget. I wanted your opinion on Norm MacDonald's set.
I'm very close to Norm. I know him, I would say, better than most people. He's obviously one of the funniest people on this earth.
He is.
Amen.
And when I was talking with Norm before the roast, it was really interesting because this is post Dirty Work. Artie Lang was supposed to be there, but Artie OD'd the night before and thank God survived. And he's doing amazing now. Just it's a kind of a miracle and wonderful. But Norm calls me a week before the roast and says, I can't make fun of my friends. And I said, I said, it's fine. It's me. Do whatever you want. He goes, I'm going to read jokes from a 1940s joke book. What do you think of that? And I went, well, I don't know, Norm. I don't know if that's a good idea. And then he goes, well, I don't know. I'm not going to make funny. I said, you got to curse some. I said, if you curse, if something's not working, just curse. That's what we do with these things. And then he said, I can't do that. And then we did it. We shot the roast. So then he does 20 minutes, which cut down to, I think, about 12, I think. But it got very quiet for some of it because he wouldn't stop reading the jokes. And he just read on an index card like Johnny Carson after index card, joke after joke after joke, and didn't care. And that's one of the things that every comedian loves it when someone that's a pro and knows how to do incredibly well decides to just dive bomb into nothing. And then I said, I had told him the curse. At one point he said, you got a face like a flower, a cauliflower. And then nobody laughed. Or a little tittering. And then he goes, I'm saying you got an effing dog face, okay? And that got a laugh. And then if you cut to me, you see me going, yes, yes, Norm, go. And then the last 5 minutes was what we mainly used as the ending, of course, because he just got the role. And I think he cursed maybe once more. But the whole point was he broke the mold of the performance art that That's he was brilliant. Doing. He's absolutely beyond comedically brilliant.
I enjoyed it. I really thought it was fun. I was laughing at the bad jokes, just the way he was telling them and responding.
I love him, the way he talks and the way he sells something. And after he says it, man, I directed Dirty Work, so it's a year of looking at Norm Macdonald. And I would say, give him one of those eye things. And it gives you a look like a guy that's about to pounce on you in an alley. You know, he's just crazy hilarious.
May the 13th, the Royal Oak Music Theater. This place always seems to fill up for these shows. And Bob Saget, why would it be any different? Bob, we got to run. We got to get to a break. But it's great talking to you, as always.
Thank you for having me.
You're
I
very
miss
welcome.
You already.
We miss you too, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, guys.
We're going.
Thank you.
Hi, Bob. Till X push Bob and 50 hit him with a chair. You're caught in khaki shoes and no socks. You want hardcore motherfuckers? Pull out a Glock. I got a cock like a donkey, hard as a rock. And a trigger finger itchier than chicken pox. Everybody do their hands in the air. Bob's drunk with a gun and he just don't care. We on the floor, he's on the table now firing shots. Paris Hilton's on the cell phone calling the cops. He blew the smoke off the tip of his gun.
Bob Saget, bitch, you better act someone.
Yeah.
How many streams does that have?
Oh, you know, there's so many different versions and copies of it. Where's this one at? Yeah, this one's not very high. This is an official video, though. So.
I just happen to notice. I should just not even mention this, but I will. The Stomach Art's down 1,190.
Yeah,
today.
No, that was fun watching that last hour. Jesus Christ.
I know. What are we, back to 2002 yet?
I don't know where we are. What did it
I
close
remember
at?
2009 and be like, yeah, the market's down another 800 points. We're down to 1981 levels now. And it's like, oh, wow.
That was scary, though.
It didn't work out so well.
Lehman Brothers doesn't exist anymore. It's like, what? A bank?
Yeah, the banks may not have any money either.
What?
I know. Yeah, that was crazy. This is a different
banks
crazy.
Are getting killed now too, though. I think that sector's way down.
I can't decide if I'm worried yet. I don't think I am.
Don't
not
worry.
Yet.
The president's not worried. I'm not worried.
Well, I don't look at it quite that way.
What?
No, I don't. Although, actually, no, he's a lot more worried than I am.
The president?
Yeah,
that's right.
He may not say he is, but trust me, when the stock market loses, what is it, 3,000 points?
Yeah. There's some great coronavirus news. Whenever you want to go down that.
Are you? Is this what? Like shitty news?
Well, no. Remember that coronavirus cruise that's just floating around in the Caribbean? It found a landing spot in Mexico.
Oh, boy.
I'm not happy about that.
People are
I don't like that at all.
As I like to call it, God's blind spot.
They're so mad.
It. Mexico will be so half-assed about quarantining and checking people, and then that's right near us.
It was met with protests. It was met with Mexican protests.
See, they know.
Which was so fun to hear these people chant in Spanish.
Well, they know. They know what a half-assed place they live in. I'm not saying it's a nice place, but there's a lot of things that work really half-assed in Mexico.
And we've talked before about China and how, you know, wow, they get around those building code regulations and pulling permits
easy to build a hospital. Well, that was good.
The new thing they've installed in some communities are electronic door seals to monitor people and see if they're leaving, if they're suspected of coronavirus. It's like, stay in your house. We'll know if you leave.
Well, this is the thing about the quarantine is that, you know, they had that one apartment building.
Yeah, 60 million people in China quarantined.
Well, what's getting done then?
Just that apartment building alone. You know, there were like
China.
I don't know. There's like 400 people in there, and I'm going, there, you can't tell me that 400 people are not going to go anywhere. And of course, they did. Like four people went out and hey, la 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 la. Uh-huh. I'm just going to the store.
They probably thought they'd get a lot of stuff done because no one else
you
is out.
You know, exactly. I don't go Chinese.
Oh, that'd be so amazing.
I kind of respect that.
Yeah.
Right, wow. I got stuff to do.
And now this, it turns out in California, and I'm amazed at the forensic accounting here. Somebody in California has the coronavirus. It's like, oh, but how'd they get it? It just came out of nowhere. And then have they not decided that maybe a Korean flight attendant may have come in contact with this person?
There was a Korean flight attendant who took a trip to L.A. on a plane. But it's not airborne, so she had to be...
She had to be in range of her. But, yeah. I mean, can you imagine the forensic accounting following this person that's around really everywhere?
Cool. Well, wasn't patient zero of AIDS, wasn't that, dude?
It was a flight attendant.
Korean
flight attendants just wandering around our country.
Can we just get done with flight attendants? Do we need them? Do we really need flight attendants?
Yeah, we do. We need drinks on the plane.
It's just more people
to
get the virus.
What's he doing up there?
It's just four extra people to get the virus on every flight.
Can we just install a vending machine for the drinks that goes up and down the aisles? Why not?
What do we need? Then people will gather by the vending machines and they'll pass it around to each other even more.
The other last flight attendant story was the Wendy Williams story with the guy pushing your chair. Remember that fun story that just went poof, no one cares about anymore?
Oh, yeah.
How rude that flight attendant
was. So canceled, too. He's completely uncanceled. No one even knows what he looks like.
No one cares anymore. It had a very short shelf life.
The happiest guy about the coronavirus in the world.
You see who they think has the coronavirus now?
Oh, how did her x-rays come out, by the way? Because she was getting x-rays and she was going to get a CAT scan.
Is that FBI? Investigation still open? Or did they just go, we're done with that, and crumple it up and throw it away?
How ridiculous. We spent probably, I mean, each of us individually, maybe 2 hours of our time reading the story, watching the video.
Wendy Williams and that guy.
Ridiculous.
Did you see who they think has the coronavirus now?
Who?
The Pope.
He does.
He's
Look
in
at
Italy.
Him.
He was not well the other day, and he was sick. Hanging out with coronavirus people.
Yep. I'm not joking. They think
I know.
Pope Francis might have the coronavirus.
And they kiss his hand, right?
No, he doesn't like getting... Have you ever seen the video of people trying to kiss his ring?
Kiss the ring, bitch.
Oh, there's hilarious
Brandon,
video
pull
of
it up. It's
non-stop
the funniest thing.
People coming up, and they try to do it, and he pulls away from each one of them for 20 minutes.
It's maybe because he was trying not to get coronavirus.
Why don't they just put a cast on his hand or have it in a sling or something?
How about you don't kiss a ring? Who cares?
Yeah, that is a weird tradition.
The ring, bitch.
Can you please show Drew and Trudy that video, because I guarantee you guys will laugh at it. It's so funny.
I don't know which one's which. Is this it? No.
Oh, that's some guy.
Because now, ever since that one lady got punched by him,
that's all that pops up.
That's
with
all
hand.
That pops up when I Google it. But I'll find it. Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, she grabbed his arm and wouldn't let him go. And I wish she would have just let go.
Yeah,
because then he would have gone flying. It would have been a much bigger deal. She'd have been canceled.
Here we go.
It's from The Guardian.
I got it. Look.
That guy tries to kiss his ring. Yoink. Pulls out his hand.
It seems like it's a fake out, like the handshake where you pull your hand out of the way.
Doesn't he have people to tell them to not do that?
Yeah.
This is not that hard.
Watch his right hand. No, I don't think so. She whiffed.
Get.
That's what? Is he like embarrassing people? There's no one. Okay, the Pope does not. He have people.
Get away from here.
Do not kiss his fucking ring. He doesn't like it.
It's Ted Danson.
Great minds. Looks
like Ted Danson.
Well, Jesus did the same thing when the lepers came up to him. He's like, get away. I'll heal you, but get
Every
away.
Every single one. Oh, my God.
That's just so great. This Pope rocks.
It's like,
boop, boop, boop. Love this Pope.
Google Pope Francis rebuffs worshipers, or check out in the show notes of today's
rebuffs.
Post. I'm telling you, it's a funny, funny video.
He looks like he's laughing about it, too.
Yeah, he's smiling the whole time.
He's in on it.
Let's see. There was another note on...
I wish I had money in mask companies.
Oh, I know. Did you see Jim Murray there?
And by the way, you don't need them. They don't help.
No.
Millions and millions and millions of people are buying face masks for no reason. They keep telling us, do not wear a face mask. It does not help you. If someone has the coronavirus, they should wear it, but not you. And if they wear it, it should be a certain kind that most people are not buying anyway.
Well, you may say that, but Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, I know. All these celebrities who are posting pictures of themselves wearing the mask, like, look how smart I am. It's like, no, you're dumb. You just wasted a mask, and that's a mask that maybe a health worker might use for some reason. Dope.
I feel really...
Oh, she's got a, she has a mask for her eyes, too. She can sleep on the plane. Are you okay?
Just wear a helmet.
Did you cut your cross up like Brandon?
Why isn't she...
Hey, you know, I'm going to go find a fucking Pop-Tart.
Yeah, bring, bring one for all of us.
Yeah, I kind of want a Pop-Tart.
So above the coffee maker, I think.
I feel bad for the other victims, too, the parents of every school-going Japanese kid, because the Japanese, what is he, a prime minister, president, whatever they have over there, said no school for a month. So those kids have no school for a month.
Oh, but they're Japanese. They have a...
They'll make
and maybe
up.
We'll
They'll
catch
make
up.
It up.
Huge leg up in the world.
We'll make it up. You know what I've been wondering, and I haven't heard any stories on this. I would think that Corona beer would just be a disaster right now.
Oh,
because people just go, I don't think I want Corona beer. Is it made by the same people who made the virus? Or, you know, people are so dumb. In fact, Trudy, you'll remember this. Remember when, you know, AIDS started in the 80s?
Oh, right, yeah.
And there was the AIDS diet pill, diet mint,
yes,
or whatever,
yeah.
And you could buy it over the counter,
yeah.
And it was spelled AYDS, and AIDS, the diet thing, the diet candy is what it was.
Right.
They lost 50% of their business.
Wiped out.
They changed the name to Diet AIDS Candy.
I'd never do this.
And went, and not AIDS, AYDS, and they went out of business. Wow. So to me...
AIDS!
The fact that their business dropped 50% right away because it was called AIDS, doesn't it say that 50% of the population is really stupid?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because you say, okay, not everybody 100%,
buys AIDS. 100%.
Not everybody buys AIDS, the candy.
Who's got AIDS?
But those who didn't, that's probably a representative sample of the greater population.
That's so, probably true.
So how many people will stop buying Corona? I think it'll tell us how many idiots we have now.
Well, I mean, it's hard to judge because the market's getting crushed and InBev is getting crushed.
Corona beer cannot be doing well.
But they got in trouble because they have a new hard seltzer coming out. You know, that's all the rage. Every beer has a hard, like natural, Natty Light has a hard seltzer. But their push, their plug, their slug line for this new Corona seltzer is coming ashore soon.
Oh, boy.
And so people are dumb and they see that and like, they're making fun of the coronavirus. It's like, no, they're not.
Oh, boy.
It's Corona.
I saw your tweet earlier about how ugly the
yes. Here we have Lori Valvo.
Or Daybell.
Daybell, yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
Her name
she is the one whose kids are missing and everyone's looking wildly for them and they're running around in Hawaii just having a blast. And people are going, "Where are your kids?" And they just won't answer. Yeah. And like, "Everybody's praying for your kids. Everybody's worried about your kids." And they're
Thank
like,
you.
"Whatever, get away from
she
me."
She said, "That's great."
Yeah, her blonde is all grown out.
So finally, she's jailed a week ago. And I saw her arraignment. She was a little less hot at the arraignment. She was less hot, not that much hot, less hot. Now she's been in jail for a week and she appeared. No makeup.
Yeah.
Hair's growing out. Right. Not being style every day. She's lost at least 2 points.
Yeah.
At least. Ew. And it's only been a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, she looks hideous.
Yeah, I think this should be something.
I think you're really ugly.
It's almost like, I know women aren't liking this idea, but I think just so we can know what women really look like, it should be like mandatory military service. At some point, if you're an 8 or above,
Drew,
you have to go to jail for 60 days.
If you ever wanted an example from what you've been saying, I think this one is the perfect one.
Isn't
it? Really
it? She looks, she's hideous.
Yeah, she's pretty gross.
And last week we were saying, she's hot. Oh, look at that chick.
No, she's hideous.
Oh, and I got a very long email about why Mormon women are so hot.
I did too. I did read it. It was very long, but quite well told.
Well, they are quite concerned with their appearance.
Brandon, what's the too long didn't read version?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Can you surmise it?
I think makeup good enough to make this woman look hot should be outlawed. It's like wearing a mask into a bank. It's not, I mean, you think, oh, he's going to rob the bank, fuck. Well, if somebody looks that hot and they're not, that's that should be a crime, too.
Actually, I think the makeup that made her look like she did, in contrast to now, should go out and make a commercial about that.
That's true. Well, oh, that would be the corollary. That's the other way of looking at it.
A lot of people would buy it.
In that email, she did, I can't recall who sent it, but they were talking about why a lot of the Mormons were looking really, really good. They did explain that, you know, in that religion, a lot of times you have, you know, your kids really quick, you know, when you're 18, 20, 22, 24. So by the time you're 26 years old, you're done with your kids, you can get your whip your body back into shape, and then you can become somewhat of an influencer on some scale of parenting or Mormonism or whatever it's called. You know, all
they
that
have stuff. Babies younger so they can bounce back, like you just said. They also have special plastic surgery docs who are LDS out here because this person lives out there. That do mommy makeovers. They get a special rate, and again, it's like a rite of passage for them. Boobs, tummy, face, butt, and hips.
What?
I've also known some that have got Botox filler trained right around 23, 24 years old. Apparently, nice. You can't drink caffeine, alcohol, or smoke, but you can put all sorts of crap in your body. Amen, Lindsay. Three, they're huge into influencers and bloggers. That's what you're just saying. So,
wow.
Pretty much the same thing, yeah.
Is the caffeine, alcohol, and cigarettes maybe part of it, too?
Oh, you mean but they abstain from it?
Yeah. Could that probably maybe
that's not enough to make them all hot. Some people.
It's so weird, isn't it, though?
You know, it's strange, like looking at it's as many rock stars as I do, you know, most of them is like, wow, they all have all their hair. They all, but every now and then there's one where you go, okay, that's somebody that just doesn't give a shit and they're just not doing anything. And,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Some people just age badly. It's
well, like Crosby.
So much. Oh, yeah, Crosby. Yeah. Oh. I mean, there is a genetic element to aging.
True, yeah.
Very strong genetic element.
The Mormon DNA pool, though, is a lot shallower than, I mean, could that figure into it?
Well, you think that would make it worse, right?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I got to mention, it's a new year. It's a new decade. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com. Start something new event. It's happening now. 2020 Ram Big Horn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. If you're all about the Jeep wave, how about a $122 for a 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. Or there's the Jeep Grand Cherokee 2020, as low as $229 a month, plus Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, any model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem at Zot. They'll check you in a new ride for the new year. Check out deals and massive inventory at Deals in the D. And Dr. Roche is doing what?
Oh, a couple of things. Actually, for February, they have February specials. You have a few more days to grab onto. Like breast augmentation for $500 off or liposuction, buy two areas, get one area free. If you call them right now for a consultation, you can get most of that stuff tightened up in time for bikini season or short shorts, that kind of thing. Mm. And take it from the Mormons.
Bikini.
Yeah. Don't Mormonize yourself.
Get yourself in shape before you get out of shape at Dr. Roche. You could go to DRROCHE.com and look at some of the procedures that you can use to make yourself look younger, more supple, tighter, and tauter, or call them at 248-338-1110.
Or go to DRROCHE and look at the fancy pictures of the women.
Yeah.
Or the guy. They have dudes on the website. Nobody wants to look at dudes, do they?
No, dudes can get every procedure.
Guys don't have to look at the pictures to do it.
Except for
we'll just do it.
Diva, yeah.
Because we're dumb. You know, we don't care.
Sure. You want it to, of course.
How far in are we, Brandon?
58.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
This is hot off the presses. This is major breaking news following up on a story from yesterday. I'll just hand it to you, Drew. It's very important.
All right.
Stress how important this is.
Sky Jackson has filed a restraining order against Bad Baby following the death threat.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so, okay.
She's 17. I didn't know 17-year-olds could fire.
How
file
fucking,
restraining orders.
How fucking dumb is this? I mean, we've got this.
She said, bitch, I'll kill you. I'll really kill you. I mean, well, that's...
So did the guy that killed Drew Carey's ex, allegedly.
Yeah.
Look at all the resources used for this stupid, stupid, moronic thing. Two people on Instagram, one who's angry because the other one's DMing her men, and the other one...
How about that?
So dumb.
Are they even within proximity of one another?
No.
Or is there a restraining order through social media?
Oh, that's a good question.
Get a restraining.
Oh, when you do,
well, they could block each other.
No, but that's bad for their brands.
What is the etiquette for social media when you get a restraining order put out against you? I really don't know.
I don't know either. I think it's no con. Well, if there are no contact ones,
yeah,
that's a great question. I don't know. Sky put out a tweet too that said, "Book doing pretty well, check." Which I didn't know she had a book. Finalizing makeup deal, check. Shopping treatment to major studios and producers, check. Working on speech for TED Talk, check.
Oh, God.
There's like five more that really will make you want to puke.
I want to kill her, too. Fuck her. Restraining order against me. Oh, my God. I'm going to file a restraining order against her. And I'm also, you know what I've also decided? Lori Vallow, who we thought was so hot. I'm breaking up with her. We have no future.
What?
I will never be with her ever.
What?
So if she wants me, it's over.
Oh,
it's
man.
Already over, Lori Vallow.
I'm not giving up on her yet.
I don't like the doomsday cult either. So there are a lot of reasons to dump her.
Well, you don't have to just be the best. If you're in a doomsday cult, can you just go, you know what? I'll be last. And then just not do it.
Well, she thinks she's a god, though. Isn't that the thing? That
sure.
She's the one that's going to survive.
The problem with her is she'll kill you before you get to the doomsday part of the cult.
I was surprised that Jim Jones killed himself because it seemed like,
yeah.
I mean, he was banging all those girls, banging all those dudes.
He had the sweet sunglasses.
Great pills. Yeah, he had the shoe polish sideburns. He had it going.
Wouldn't you be, but if you had the Kool-Aid, wouldn't you be just putting it up to your lips?
Yes.
Yeah. Waiting for a while, just going really slow.
Was Jim Jones the last one? I don't think he was.
No, I don't think he was either. I think he shot himself in the head, too. He did not drink poison and spasm for an hour.
Neither that lady we talked to, because she wrote the book on it.
That is
Debbie something. That was one of the best interviews, man.
That is one of the most incredible things to think that someone can tell 900 people to kill themselves, and like 880 did. And with their kids in line with them for Kool-Aid, they knew what they were doing. And that's why it just freaks me out when I see all these things that look almost like cults, you know, like University of Michigan.
Yeah. we're tighter than ever.
And many others.
There are more people trying to bring us down today.
Oh, yeah. Boy, they had
a... I feel like I can't even make a joke about this in the cult because it really bothers me a lot.
Well, it's... I have a feeling that, honestly, this... In fact, there's people bitching about it. It's like, where's the media? Because it hasn't hit the national media yet. And,
yeah, you know what? Someone said that, and that's bullshit, because the first day it hit, I got a notice on my phone from ESPN, and they had a whole story on it.
ESPN did? Oh, that's going to make some people really happy because they've been crying about ESPN.
The day that story broke, when the Detroit News had it, let me see if I can just find it.
Will you send it to me?
Yeah, if I can still find it on my notifications.
Yeah, they had a press conference. Seven wrestlers who were sexually abused or assaulted by Dr. Anderson. And one of them said, "Time's up, U of M." I really had to say the slogan.
Well, whatever.
Only Oprah can say that.
It kind of ruins his argument when he says something like that.
Time is up.
Just tell the story because it's horrific.
I preferred the guy who was at the Schlissel announcement and said, "You knew!" That was kind of funny. But anyway, there's a couple things that are getting a lot of attention. One of them is this wrestler who said that he complained about Dr. Anderson in 75 or 76. Yeah. And he was not only made fun of, they kicked him off the team, took his scholarship, which he got back, although he didn't wrestle anymore. And he said the coach read his letter to the team to humiliate him. The coach, by the way, says, "Never happened." And he says, "I didn't know anything about this Dr. Anderson except for the joke." And he said he heard it once, that he was Dr. Drop Your Drawers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So he's now on the record.
When did the story break? Locally?
They had a press conference today.
No, I know, but when did the story break for the Detroit News?
Probably 8 or 9 days ago.
Because here's the ESPN story from Wednesday, February 19th. And then they've done lots of follow-ups. So,
well, I'm sure people will be very happy to know that. Although I really don't think I've seen it on the national news, like Good Morning America.
Oh, that's what happens when Bob Lee leaves ESPN.
I didn't even know that. But 70 people have called the hotline.
To say they got the glove.
How many?
Yes, 70.
70. Yeah.
70.
And the lawyer representing these guys today is the Nassar victim lawyer, who is telling people who have been molested or assaulted, whatever, he's saying, do not go to the school because they have systematically ignored your complaints. Come to, you have to take it to court. So obviously there's something, something coming. But I'm thinking already, Schlissel just ought to resign. He just should say, I'm out, because he's going to be forced to resign.
Yeah.
Eventually. He knew about this 18 months ago, at least.
Let me ask you this, though. Does it matter that the abuse was done when he found out, or no?
No.
Okay.
No, they sandbagged it. He says, talk to the police, and was waiting to hear back from them. And then, what's his name? Stone, the first guy who complained about it, who's gay, and I guess a lot of the victims were gay when he was in the regular university. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them had STDs and were going to be treated for an STD. And he did a lot of weird shit. Like, you know, I mean, the wrestler says he had an elbow injury and he got a rectal exam.
God.
And the athletes say that was not uncommon. They joked about it.
Yeah.
What? I just can't. I'm trying to figure out what the conversation was prior to that. Prior to
what's the conversation for any of it? I mean, what did Nassar discuss? What did, you know, the guy at Ohio State or what? I mean, any of them. I mean, it's really weird. USC's got a giant scandal. That's what's the USC settlement? Did they make a settlement yet?
I don't know.
They have a monstrous one that involves the general student populace, and it's hundreds of people. So, anyway, this guy, Schlissel, the president, was contacted three times by this, I think his name's Rob Stone. Rob Stone, isn't that a radio
guy?
Oh,
the USC settlement is $215
million. My God, look at all this money. Whatever the gay guy that first brought it out, he says they stonewalled me for 18 months, so I went to the Detroit News.
Yeah.
Detroit News did a story, and 2 days later, boom, a 1-800 number. And, you know, everybody come forward, we're so sorry. And Ward Manuel was contacted by this wrestler in July of 2018. And he says no one even contacted him until October. And he feels that he also was stonewalled. So I don't know. You know, they're trying to talk their way around and say, we had to wait until the prosecution. You don't have to do that. He's dead.
Can't contact anyone during football season.
That's even funnier. There's somebody in the U.S. police or U.M. police who says that. Because the beef against the police is, you didn't keep anybody in touch with us. There's no email, you know, suggesting that you were here with the investigation or there with the investigation. And this one guy said, I told people during football games when I saw him. What?
Really?
Seems like a pretty informal way of doing business. Yeah. So, yeah, this thing is going to really be a bummer. I mean, it is a bummer. Mm. I saw the story today, too, and I'm like, oh, my God, the Michigan Department of Corrections is paying $80 million to 1,300 underage males housed with adult prisoners who were sexually abused.
What? Why would underage?
Well, that's exactly, they don't do it anymore. But they're saying that this happened, this is for the decade 2010 to 2020. So I'm thinking, well, what about before 2010? When do they sue? And how much do they get?
Yeah.
And this is taxpayer dollars, by the way. So there's and no end to the money. And a lot of people, I've noticed, if you read any posts about this or you read comments, there's a lot of people saying, just the money grab.
Oh, God.
In fact, a lot of the people who don't like the Michigan thing are saying, oh, this guy must be broke and he just needs his way of getting money.
Yeah, because people love to have this label on them that they got the glove or they got sexually assaulted by a male prisoner.
I think this, the Michigan guys, because they're guys,
yeah,
I think they get treated differently. And a lot of people, you know, just don't believe. In fact, there are people and they're going, they I would have kicked his ass.
Yeah, no, which isn't true. You don't know how you'd react.
No, you don't.
But you're right. I think there is a difference between that.
Oh, definitely a difference.
And, you know, Michigan State victims were young females, and Sandusky's victims were,
kids.
Young boys. Yeah. Ohio State seems to have the equivalent with.
Yeah, they don't get
a lot of wrestlers and doctors.
Although the pounding on that representative.
Jim Jordan.
He was the
assistant. A lot of that's political shit.
Yeah, no, I think it is political because was he the head coach?
No, he's an assistant coach.
Well, I mean, shouldn't the head coach take the majority of the pounding, or is it because it's Jim Jordan?
Well, I think it, yeah, I think it's because it's
Jim
Jordan.
And did the school know? Did the administration know?
Sounds like it.
Well, then why aren't they getting pounded?
Well, the last story I saw with the Jim Jordan thing was a conversation that was recapped when it was a referee for wrestlers went, hey, this doctor just, you know, exposed himself to me. And then Jim Jordan just said, yep, that's what he does. And they made it sound like he knew, when I feel like that conversation was like, yeah, that's crazy old doctor, whatever. He's the one
that
does that.
It sounds like what a lot of people, the way
something's going on and somebody's not telling me
something. People don't believe it, or when you hear stuff like that, you don't think of how actually horrific it is,
man. The doctor drop your drawers is clearly something everyone knew.
I kind of want to talk to Michigan athletes back then.
Well, we've gotten some
one who we know really well around that time. I don't know if they want to talk about it.
And then I mentioned the other day that the guy that molested all the kids and ran the Boy Scouts in my hometown, who finally went to jail right before he died.
Had a great mugshot, too.
Everyone knew. Everyone knew. Everyone. Anyone who says they didn't know is a liar, because everyone knew. And it was joked about.
What was his big move? He's not the guy that checked your breathing, right? Who is that?
No, no. That's a guy. That's a radio guy.
What?
He didn't check my breathing.
Oh.
He checked Zip's breathing.
Oh, I thought he put his machine hand on you.
And Chuck.
Wait, wasn't
Why are you breathing so hard?
I thought there was someone when you were younger, they would check your breathing. They put their hand on your tummy.
No, that's a guy. I don't want to say too much
about
that guy.
How many times were you molested?
No, I wasn't molested. Zip and Chuck, we were out drinking one night, and Zip goes, something really weird happened to the copy machine the other day. And he starts telling the story, and Chuck's like, oh my God, he did that to me! So, I know who you're talking about, Mark. Yes, now I know who you're talking about. It's the same move. It must be some predator move.
It's
grooming.
He put his hand on his stomach. He's like, something's wrong with your breathing. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What's wrong with your breathing? Don't breathe from your tummy.
He thought, diaphragm. I think he just figured that, well, if he's gay, he'll just grab my hand and put it on his right in his cock.
The Al Gore move. Here!
It's too weird a move to explain, too, because when Zip was telling me this, I'm like, what are you talking about? And then Chuck's like, oh, my God! And then we found out there were two other people.
Oh, my God. He was really moving in on a lot of us. What's his
name? Apparently, the move worked.
You got to do it a lot of times, Trudy, till you find the one.
If you don't make the, just like in sales, you got to make the call. Make the call, make the call.
Ask for the sale.
Ask for the sale.
What's the second move, though? Did anybody ever know the second move?
No, because they just were so confused.
Did you ever fix anyone's breathing? I mean, maybe it was legitimately concern, which at the very least is fucking weird.
I'm not aware of him being a medical doctor.
he's just a breathing enthusiast. I'm always wary of people that take too much interest in like other people's health. Like, you shouldn't sit that way. You should do. Don't worry about how I'm sitting or how I walk.
I think there's a certain point, too, where you're a certain age and it's like, yeah, I know that. I know I shouldn't eat McDonald's. I've been around a while.
It's true.
I know I'm being a terrible person right now, but
this isn't a cancer.
That's my decision.
This isn't Alzheimer's disease.
You can point it out when I die how horrible I am.
Side note to that. Did you watch the new McMillions?
Yes, I did.
So they brought, if anybody's following McMillions on HBO, about the McDonald's Monopoly scam that drives Brandon up a wall, ruined his childhood.
It did.
But they had a guy in there, the new middleman, and he's talking about all the people he gave pieces out to win, and one was a heart transplant recipient. And so he's on the news collecting his $1 million, and everyone's like, it's a heart transplant recipient doing eating at McDonald's.
I know.
People were so pissed.
And then the one guy got the $1 million and gave it to St. Jude's, some guy that won it right way. And so he's explaining to this guy that, you know, here's what you're going to do. And he goes, oh, yeah, I read about some guy giving it to St. Jude's. And he's like, we're not doing that.
there were so many people involved, so much so that nobody really, really got rich except for the guy at the top, Uncle Jerry.
No, I was told, because he didn't pay any taxes.
Exactly.
And by the way, I was amazed that more people didn't go, wait, if I take half and you take half, I get all the taxes in my name. So how about if we do it this way so it's equal?
It's crazy. They could have. I'm watching it going, you guys could have done that scam a little better. I could have run that scam better.
Do you remember the guy, Mark, who had, he was a developer, construction guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And wasn't he in the Mormon church?
I think he was. The big guy, right?
Who had super surgery, religious.
Blaming it on his OxyContin after his accident. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
all he wanted was a navigator and a laptop. It's like, aim high, my man.
But then he sucked the other guy in for the $1 million prize, and he was his foster child. He'd raised him from the age of 12, and this guy was like, I just want to be like you. You said, and so he knew, he won't suspect anything. Yeah. So he don't, this is how the game goes. This is how it works. I give you the prize, you claim the million, and we split it.
Yeah, and he told him the story about it. A divorced guy wanted to, he won the ticket and can't capitalize on it because he's getting told with the
pay. His wife's going to fuck him.
Now, what's funny about that is,
you're going to take half.
And this is where the last episode.
By the way, I'm very religious.
I can't wait for the next episode because the cliffhanger is this guy and his wife gave a game-winning piece to his wife's sister, and he was supposed to hear back from her, didn't hear back from her. It's crazy.
He was supposed to get half from the sister.
Yeah, what happened? Where is she?
he turns it in, they never hear from her again.
He goes to the house and opens it, and she's just, everything's gone.
All the furniture's gone.
Except for the empty FedEx envelope that the piece was in, which is honestly, that's quite a brilliant move by her to say, fuck you guys, here, I prove it, I did it.
It's so funny.
Goodbye.
I couldn't stop laughing. And it, like, first of all, her sister, his wife, was so pissed. That's my money.
She was, like, they were so mad that they left the phone off the hook. The phone was connected to somebody. Oh, I think they were leaving a message to her sister. And they start arguing back and forth while the FBI's listening on an open line.
Oh, boy.
And that was the cliffhanger.
It's just so many people have been stealing my money.
The hilarious.
The idiots involved in this.
Hilarious part is, here's this guy who's like, yeah, I did this in the church. So religious. And, I raised him, so I was 12, a foster child. And then you find out that this guy was livid that he wasn't getting his money from McDonald's. And in fact, they chased her.
Yeah.
They heard she was going to the Indianapolis airport to fly. I don't know how they knew this, but they chased her there. And they have him on surveillance tape in the airport, just stomping through the airport. My fucking money! By the way, I'm very religious. Where's my fucking money?
That's the OxyContin talking, apparently.
His wife is more pissed than him.
I know. Money changes people, man.
Yeah.
This is the guy that just wanted the laptop and a navigator, too.
Yeah, until he got a few more pieces.
It's such a good documentary.
2020 and 2020, you can do it with Dr. Yaldo. No glasses, no contacts. Just visit Dr. Yaldo or go to theyaldoeyecenter.com, get the information, make the call, and he'll tell you if LASIK is a good treatment for you if you want to be 20/20 and knock off the glasses and contacts or the multifocal lens implants, or you might need to wait a few years. Your vision might be changing. It happens to a few people, including Charlie. So if you go in, you'll visit with the most experienced eye surgeon in the state of Michigan, Dr. Yaldo, and he'll tell you which way to go, and he might even send you to the frame department for some new frames, sunglasses, whatever it is you want. But make the call. If you're thinking about doing this, try Dr. Yaldo, 800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or yaldoeyecenter.com. So yeah, the McMillions, it's funny how you see these people, you know, who did this in 1999, 1998, and, you know, they needed adult people who seemed to, you know, have something on the ball. So now, you know, most of them they're much older. Mm-hmm. And the one guy, I can't remember his name, but they show this guy and he starts talking about it. And I'm thinking, God, that doesn't look like somebody who would take a McDonald's piece for $1 million. Weird. And it turns out he's a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah.
He just happens to be 70.
Yeah.
But he dealt drugs when he was younger. He went to prison. You know,
is that that one guy that they have on videotape? He's like, I have my People magazine. That guy?
No, not that guy.
That's the
guy with the heart, isn't it? Or is that the guy with the heart transplant?
No.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
it's a different guy.
I wrote my People magazine in the ocean, so I went to the store to get a People magazine. What does that have to do with McDonald's, by the way? His People magazine.
They put ads and game pieces in the People magazine. He's claiming that's how he won it. Yeah. He also claimed that
a stupid story.
PR person for McDonald's was
what a stupid story.
He claimed the beautiful blonde from McDonald's, the PR chick, was really into him.
Jeez.
You know, this overweight.
He was the most average looking guy, and he was a fat fuck. And he thinks this chick, who's an FBI chick, by the way.
No, she's not. She worked for McDonald's. Everybody else on the crew was FBI. Yeah.
Okay. And he thought, hey, that McDonald's chick is hot, and she's into me. And she's like, I was so not into him. That is crazy.
She was pissed.
I love that they left that in.
It's so great.
Asshole.
Oh, man.
I think you should get video of his response when they tell him that she was not into him. You have to respond to that.
When they arrest him and then say, oh, by the way, she's not into you.
Oh, they left that out?
We don't know, because it's just weird watching a documentary that you got to wait a week for the next episode.
Oh, God, I hate episodic TV. Well,
fortunately, I was three episodes behind when I started.
Yeah,
and the same.
It's a good place to be.
With my new binge, which is also episodic, but I think there's been five or six episodes of Love is Blind on Netflix.
Yes, yes.
I got to tell you, Mark and I only watched about 40 minutes today, but it is
phenomenal.
Find myself just laughing through the whole thing because it's like Married at First Sight, which is on Bravo. And I've watched that, and I've been fascinated by it because I'm fascinated with those sort of like 25 to 35-year-old people because they think so differently. And I just, you know, I want to understand it, or, you know, Evan's in that age range too, and Alex would have been. So, you know, I feel like I feel like I sort of know people that age. I mean, they're essentially people my age as kids.
Right.
And, you know, I know how a lot of that went. I was around it all the time. And Evan tends to make fun of these people. Like, God, they're so soft. I mean, he says stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, I'm glad to hear you say that because I feel the same way.
Raised right, yeah.
And he says, well, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect or Tess is perfect or anything like that. But
not just, soft.
He has a work ethic. He's not one to feel sorry for himself. He also seems to have a happy gene somehow, which I hate people who have the happy gene. Fuck you. I mean, is there anything better than having the happy Homer Simpson gene?
Oh, the
because you don't care.
Yeah,
you're happy.
Bliss gene.
Yeah.
I wish.
Anyway, these kids on. First, I started watching Married at First Sight, and what they do is these shrinks and, you know, all these therapy people and counseling people and psychology people, they round up the guys and the girls, they do all these tests, they match them up, and then the first time they meet is when they're dressed for the wedding.
Stupid.
Brilliant.
God, that's brilliant.
But it's great viewing. So, you know, first of all, I'm like, who are these people? Is this a joke? Are they there for the right reasons?
Well,
The Bachelor.
To that point, a lot of this is a lot of this because this generation like grew up with The Bachelor being on, and they think that's how people act.
Possibly.
Are they that dumb?
Maybe a little bit of it, but when you see them interviewed, and I do believe that the people on, and you saw the people today, didn't they seem sincere?
Oh, I think so. I think they think that's how they're supposed to act, though. I mean, I think they're sincere, but they think that's how you're supposed to act.
I mean, I think their own feelings fuck them up because they realize, oh, I do like this chick. And, I know I've never met her, but...
Their own vulnerabilities because they're opening themselves up for the first time in their lives.
The people on Married at First Sight, and I know people are watching this because I get email about it. Tell me if you agree with this. What amazes me about the people in there is that they all seem really together. They all have careers. They all have a plan. They've got goals. They're meeting a lot of them. Some have their own businesses, or they're moving up the ranks. And
they have too many goals.
They might. But they seem very together, and you're like, why are you marrying someone at first sight? You're doing this. You're doing that. I mean, it's all good, right? And
that's how they get everything done.
It's
they just take care of it.
I think you're right, Trudy. I think they feel like, I just need somebody to set me up and be done with it. Yeah. One more goal I can write off.
Right. Yeah.
And then, of course, the best part is when they go on the honeymoon and then they get back and they have to live together. And all of a sudden,
you mean reality?
Yeah, reality hits. And strangely, I've seen a few couples on that show who are still married and they seemed well matched. I mean, they seemed really happy. They wanted to be married.
Really?
They both wanted kids. You know, sometimes you do get that thing where two people are like, I really want to be married. I want to be committed to someone. And you know, I got the girl who's like, I really want to be committed to someone. And this one girl has diabetes, so she needs to have kids young.
Aww.
And she's in this shit relationship. And her mother, she tells her mother, I'm going to get married at first sight. And her mom says,
I don't agree with that at all. and then she says, why are you doing that? And she's like, well, I've had all these bad relationships, and maybe I should stay with her current boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And then Marla goes, I'd rather be married at first sight than be with him. He's terrible.
That's awesome. That's how bad he is.
You know, and she goes on and on about this guy and what a dolt he is. So anyway, she has diabetes, and she's 26, and she feels like, I got to have kids soon.
Right.
It's the window's closing. So, I mean, I understand it from that standpoint. And the weird thing is to think of that girl, maybe if I was 27, and I'm walking around, la, 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 and I meet this girl who's cute, and then all of a sudden I realize, oh, man, I really like her, and something starts happening, and all of a sudden in her mind, it's like, I need babies now. And my mind is, hey, no hurry, baby. I mean, how often does that happen? Probably a lot.
Yeah.
But on
these people let life happen to them. I mean, not the girl with diabetes, but the people on, you know,
because they're planners. They have to like set goals.
That's fun.
I see this completely different. The way I see this is it's a bunch of individuals who want to be famous. So what do? They decide that they're going to go on a show, regardless if they get married or not.
Can
and
I
then
say
they're
going
to try to be influencers afterwards.
They're in it for the money.
Yeah.
I think you're right about some of the people. But first of all, I don't think these people get real famous. I really don't. The people on Married at First Sight, it's not a huge show. It's not like The Bachelor. Now, The Bachelor,
but it could lead to a spinoff. You never know.
Yeah, and sometimes any kind of attention.
There's so many of them now.
They have grown up with everybody getting their 15 minutes, so it may be that there's two things going on. But I don't think I just don't think it's total bullshit. I really don't. And if you watch it, maybe it made me crazy, but we're watching Love Is Blind. Yeah. On Netflix today, and these people they have dates, but there's a wall between them.
Can't see them.
And they talk.
That's kind of weird. Yeah,
they talk, and everybody's on their best behavior, just like you're on a real date. And everybody wants to be married, and I sincerely do. Because, like, first of all the guys on the show, they're all crying. And what if I open up and she doesn't love me? I'm like, who talks about opening up?
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
Yeah.
Who would do it on a camera?
Is it really opening? That's what I was going to say. Is it really opening up when there's a production crew and it's not very natural?
You got to make yourself vulnerable.
But that's not real. I mean, there's nothing to really spark that other than the TV camera.
What is with opening up? I must just be a boomer because I just don't ever remember going, you're not opening up to me.
No,
it's our third date and you've barely opened up at all. I need the walls to come down.
I want less people opening up.
I do too.
Come on, keep some stuff inside. Not everybody needs to know everything.
And, I realize it's okay to cry. I'm sure I don't cry enough, but you have to cry all the fucking time?
No, you don't have to cry.
Why does it have to be one or the other? Can't it be something in the middle?
When crying takes the fat out of you.
When something truly upsetting happens, you cry. I mean, isn't that the better way to do it?
Yeah. Or if something happy, if you're...
Tears of joy.
I told you about the first time I learned about Tears of Joy. Did I ever tell you that?
I don't think so.
I think I must have been around 5 and I came home and my mom was crying and the TV was on. I'm like, why are you crying? She was watching The Wedding of Princess Diana. What? You cry about that? And it was around the same time Reagan was shot, and she was crying about that for opposite reasons. Maybe that's why I'm emotionally stunted. I don't get it.
You sound like
boy. I wonder how many people cried at the Diana wedding.
Well, one person too.
I think a lot of people cried.
I did not.
Out of happiness, they were happy for them.
Well,
I was not happy for Diana because he looked very pruny.
Was such a fuck up. That was so stupid. She wanted, now that's somebody who wanted her 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did she want her 15
minutes?
So
she threw herself down the
stairs.
All right. Here's what's this dude's name? This is the person.
This is Mark.
24 years old, personal trainer. And the girl behind the partition is 34.
Yeah, she's 10 years older and
hot.
All the girls on this are hot. And I think, Trudy, you'll have to view this. I've come to the conclusion that they looked for guys that were 7s and girls that were 8s.
Oh, because
the girls are really hot. They're real busty, man. Somebody likes tits that put this show together.
Casting director.
I honestly say, I found the woman that I want to spend the rest of my life with. All I hope is that there's no doubt in her mind that I'm the man she wants to be with.
There is doubt in her mind, by the way. Oh, is this when he asked you, Mark?
Yeah.
Pause it for a second. I just want to point out that there's a guy named, what's his name?
Barnett.
Barnett. Yeah, that's his last name, really. But everybody calls him Barnett. Barnett just reels in all
the
chicks.
That's a great name.
They all love Barnett. Barnett's in love with three chicks. And one of them is this chick that Mark's talking to. And the day before, Barnett was talking to her, and she's like, I think Barnett and I are going to get married. Barnett's 27. He's 7 years younger. Mm-hmm. And I think she really wants someone her age or a little older because she thinks her parents and her friends are going to think it's weird. But she really is nuts about Barnett. Well, Barnett, who she thinks is about to ask her to marry him, Barnett says, slow down here a minute. My mind's a little all over the place. And all of a sudden she's like, wow. Oh, so that's how you are. That's how you really are. I'm out.
Yikes.
I mean, she just like blows up at this guy and she's out. And I'm like, oh, boy, is he lucky he said that. Man, never saw that side of that girl coming. I didn't see it at all. I was in love with her myself watching the show. So now she's talking to the guy who she 2 days ago said,
hello?
No, I'm talking to a couple other people too, and I'm not sure.
So she said the same thing Barnett said, and that's okay.
Oh, man.
So now she's back to the guy she blew off, kind of.
I just knew. And there's no words that can ever, that I could even describe to the feeling that you give me. And I promise each and every day that I will love you.
He's never seen her before?
No, nope. They don't get to see each other.
I've never been so certain about something in my life.
And spoiler alert, this guy did it backwards because she turns out to be, I think, kind of a beast.
Yeah,
I don't think she has the best personality.
No, I think she's a little hot-headed, in my opinion. She's very hot,
though. It's so hard for me to let people in. And for you,
I think she's a regional manager in her personal life as well.
Jessica, you have my heart, and there's nobody in this world that I would rather spend the rest of my life with.
This guy got dumped like a day ago.
Okay, I kind of see.
I want you to picture this kid from Chicago with his heart in his hands.
Wait, third person,
getting down on one knee. And Jessica.
He's painting a picture.
His dick is out.
I want to ask you.
Beaten off.
Will you marry me?
Period. Hello? She's behind the couch on her knees.
Where she belongs.
Crying?
Mark's.
Hello?
Mark's wigging out.
Yes. Oh.
Yay, love wins.
Of course,
I want to kiss you.
For the record, I'm crying too.
Oh, my
God.
I've never even seen you.
I love you. I feel like I came into this. Like, I honestly felt like God put me here. I don't know why. I was like, this is so weird. Like, what am I doing? But I just want, like, forever with you. I don't want this to ever end. I'm so happy right now.
Yeah, until he says something you don't like.
Don't drag me into this.
My heart's beating out of my chest. Oh, God, like, I love you. And I mean that.
They're both
from out.
I love you.
I just got engaged. I did. It's been 20 years of pushing off commitment.
Oh,
but it was easy to commit to Mark today.
Well,
I'm so blind. I'm marrying a 24-year-old.
She hasn't resolved that part yet.
I tried to push him away because that's what I do. And he wouldn't let me.
Red flag.
And now he is my fiance.
Wow.
And I'm so excited.
It's done. She's married. It's done.
We're good.
We should never see each other then. Ever.
You're right.
I told Drew I wish they had Pornhub like connected with this somehow so we could see him consummate for the first time. That'd be great.
But I don't know if anyone got to see that. Even him, because
should I go forward?
Is
well, it's funny. So when
spoiler
they
alert.
When these people meet, you can read a lot into their
right through it.
What?
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
Spoiler alert. Because
I think Brandon's bored. He wants to be eating crustless sandwiches.
Are you sad because you can't watch this with Kristen, like The Bachelor?
No, I will not tell her that this show even exists.
It's
or you'll
way
be watching it.
Bachelor.
No, just see. Oh, so this is the first time they've ever met now? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and you can see a lot in the body language, too, because the one girl who's, I honestly was ready to mount this other guy, she's like got her arms wrapped around another guy.
Oh,
like
she's so hot, too.
And that girl, the 34-year-old, gave this hug where she kept her arms really close inside. She is not into this guy at all.
Really?
Who's a fitness model.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is where he takes his shirt off, but he warns her first.
Somebody was saying, too, that they should put those bands around their penises when they first meet to see how engorged their penis gets.
What?
To really judge how attractive they are.
What?
Or a barometer in the room to see how wet the girl is.
Didn't they used to do that with pedophiles? They'd show them child porn and they'd put that on their dick to see if they were still excited?
I remember being
I don't know. It was you somehow.
In psych classes, I remember that vividly. When they tell you about that and you're like, what? They really, this thing exists where they judge the blood flow in your penis?
Wait. No, back up just a sec. In what class?
Like psychology classes.
In psych class?
They would do quiz. I don't know.
So yeah. It's a measure of how truly excited?
Engorged, yeah.
Really?
They show you pictures.
So if you're not so excited, you just...
You got to ban it.
You can get paroled for child porn or for molestation.
Is that what the theory
is? Hey, I saw child porn and you're excited, so see you.
Is that the theory of 5/8?
Oh, maybe. I think that's a measurement. Huh. The Seacrest.
Did I really just do this? My parents don't know what's going on right now.
She's very worried about her parents' opinion, by the way.
So no one knows where I am.
You pause for a second.
No one knows I'm in Mexico.
I already knew this. She's talked about it a few times. I believe that if she, in the future, saying when they're married, if she has a choice to make her parents mad or him mad, she'll choose to make him mad every time. That sounds like a weird concept.
Parents come first.
Yeah, her parents matter a lot, and her friends' opinions, too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good for you and your father.
Oh, it's crazy.
By the way, he has a guitar, enough said. And he's a fitness trainer.
I love hearing the waves.
And terrible voice on her.
That's my favorite thing in the whole world.
Is it Mrs. Jezzer's app? She has a show?
I've always been a very sexual and romantic and passionate person, but I've always been missing that emotional connection.
Some blue balls, buddy.
And I believe
buddy.
That now that I've finally developed that emotional connection before that, I think that Jessica and I can really turn it into, it's going to feel as though I'm a virgin. Experiencing something for the first time with brand new eyes
like
and a first
this?
Experience, and I'm excited for it.
Is that 24-year-olds talk now? I'm just asking.
Love it.
Go shirtless.
Okay.
Yeah, my shirtless. Yep, going shirtless.
So the person he warns her is going shirtless with was a voice, and now here he is in the flesh. This is him.
Oh, heads
and
up.
And I'm struggling a little bit so far in just meshing the two people.
We're about to get extra friendly here.
We need one of the gals to fluff him up.
I would say he's not the typical guy that I would go for. My normal type is usually a bigger guy.
She looks fat.
Just a bigger guy.
Oh.
Somebody got a dick?
So, in this experience...
Trudy, is he trying to look hot in that position? Did you see him?
He's trying to look hot in every position,
isn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's typical Burt. That's the Burt Reynolds.
He's got his shirt off.
I think he's making room in his undies.
He's in position to make room in his underwear. He also has a green blob on the side he's leaning on. A big green blob.
Oh, really?
Gross. Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of the green blob he has. I'm not usually a fan of a green blob, but I'm just saying.
Why does she talk differently around him than she does to the camera?
Yeah. She does go like a higher octave when she talks like a baby.
Does she feel like she has to be younger?
I think it's the way she thinks about men is my personal opinion.
Oh, ooh, that's bad.
Just a thought. Just saying.
She's out that way.
I was in love with her for like 5 minutes.
Until this conversation.
This conversation didn't help.
Sounds like someone's having their monthly.
Jump in very quickly, get into a sexual relationship, and then things don't go well. And it can be very, very painful. So my preference is that we don't go there.
My whole thing is I would never... force you to do anything you don't want to do.
I'm going to pretend like you didn't just make my dick go soft.
You're not ragging it, are you?
We started this whole thing, just, again, talking.
I want my lie detector right now.
I want you to be you. I don't want this to be something that it's not.
Fake.
The whole reason we're here is because we took a leap.
You should say, I know, I'm
kind of bummed. Can you get out of that position, please, while you're saying this?
I'm put my shirt back on. I feel really dumb right now. And if you wake up in the middle of the night, don't roll over because I'm going to be beaten off like crazy.
Well, another 3 days of this, probably.
Mark, is he small? Is he short?
I think he's short. I think he's a little short.
So she means she likes a taller, bigger guy.
She likes fatties, man. Some people do. Back off.
Nah, I think she's an athlete, actually. I think she likes super buff guys like, you know who.
Like tall?
I think she likes guys that really work out. I think she'd like that guy.
56-inch pants, man.
She would. Because she said.
Because of that leap of faith.
Leap of faith.
You know, I think we both agree on, then yeah, we think it works.
Here's the tech out. Just, take you pause
yeah.
for a second.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, I'm just curious. I'm getting to know you and stuff. If you're at a one-night stand, oh, yeah, of course. Then, you know, I'm married to you. So why'd you have a one-night stand with me? I mean, wouldn't it seem kind of lame if you married someone and they didn't want to bone you? Wait, and she's had a one-night stand?
They're 100% married at this point.
No, they're not. They're engaged. They're engaged.
Yeah. You can hear me.
Shouldn't she bone him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should.
She's had a one-night stands. Complete stranger. She's in love with this guy.
She has her reason.
I just felt a gush, so I need to go buy some Tamps and go lay down. Jump on him or anything like that. But I'm kind of excited because I think part of this whole experiment is... Okay, we've got an emotional bond. It's not someone I would typically go for, you know, based on looks. So let's see if we can build off that and see if that attraction can really grow.
I just hear Dreamweaver
and that
blaring.
We can be as deeply seated together physically as we are emotionally.
Her voice really bothers me. I don't know if I could listen to her.
No.
I think I'm breaking up with her right now. Forever. Oh, this girl is a gamer. I love Amber.
Which one's Amber? She's in the military.
Yeah.
She's got a big green blob, though. You're not going to like
really
her.
She's really
hot, too. I like the blob, but forgive the blob, because I'm in love with her.
No, she's got a great personality.
Perfect.
Yes. Wow. Wait, is that Barnett? That is Barnett, isn't it?
She is hot.
And she's smoking.
There is a little bit of awkwardness because you know this person.
Yeah, but you're going to get over it.
But physically, like, their body, their appearance, seeing them is totally new to you. But that... connection, that fire is just as strong as it ever was through a wall. Oh, my fiance is fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna have such pretty babies, y'all.
She can't wait to pounce on this guy.
He's gonna drink out of the bottle.
He's the pouncey.
Somebody was saying that they think she has banged more people than he has. What do you think, Trudy? I think she has.
She was in the military, so she's been harassed, actually.
Which I'm totally fine with. I'm glad she has. I'm glad she's happy.
She has kind of a swagger. She might. Yeah.
Yeah, which is great. She probably also experienced a lot of sexual harassment.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like,
I'm sorry, but...
Yes?
Not questioning, but... Everyone of these people are models. They've got to be actors.
No.
Trudy,
this is totally real.
Yeah.
All right, spoiler alert. Honestly, spoiler alert. If anybody ever wants to watch this, turn this down. Two of them are still married.
What?
Two couples got married and are still married.
Okay, all right.
Is that the answer?
Yep. I definitely feel like Amber is the right girl for me.
And I feel like
I agree with you.
Our physical relationship is increasing our emotional connection.
Why are they tight? Why does the
things
graphic say his name is Barnett?
I'm not, like, expecting anything.
I kind of like that. I like how cavalier that is.
Barnett!
Oh, God. I can't believe my dick just barfed that much.
I'm
trying to
engage her
into it. Ooh, yeah. I think she wants to get it on.
Yeah. Oh, she's so
good. Let me just ask my boner. Oh, yeah. He's playing with it. Get out. It's a sex machine.
Isn't she great?
Yeah, she's the bomb.
She's a gamer.
Wow.
Oh,
this is not this is not cool.
I thought we were done.
Okay.
Diamond.
This couple now they seem like
Brandon, aren't you entertained by this? You watch The Bachelor. It's way better than
The Bachelor. That's too much.
I think it's seeing being around people his age and realizing the reflection on himself.
It could have been him.
It could have been him.
No. It took 7 years before I proposed to Kristen. I didn't marry her after talking through a wall for 25 minutes.
It took you that long to dig Kristen? Jeez.
Well, no. I
had to get over the crust cutting.
I had to get my affairs in order.
The crust cutting affairs?
Okay, Weinstein. Okay. These guys seem perfectly matched. He's black. She's black.
Match made in heaven.
You sound like one of the people I
matched.
She's
hot. No, they work. I don't know. Like a couple.
There is an interracial couple, and that girl is smoking hot.
She is. This girl's hot, too. She's beautiful, and he's a good-looking guy.
A little bit of
and
a gut.
He's pretty slick. He dresses well.
Wait. Is he wearing a... What shirt is that?
Ed Hardy.
He's wearing an Ed Hardy shirt? Oh, my God.
He's got a secret, though. What do you think the secret is?
He's a douchebag if he's wearing an
Ed Hardy. That's no secret.
Yeah, I think there's some cracks in the veneer. Maybe the Ed Hardy shirt is part of that.
Yeah, the only thing that...
But he has something he did not reveal to her that's pretty major.
My first guess was he has a kid.
I felt like there was no possible way you could like a woman like you.
They're by the pool, by the way. She's ready to blow him.
Yeah. You are.
He's got an answer.
Watch the change in her face when he reveals it. He's crying. She's wiping
this
the tears
stuff
away.
That we have to just discuss because I feel like I've always been in situations where people have abandoned me and have like
he's
rejected
got AIDS.
Me.
First off, you don't have nothing to worry about.
That's not the problem,
yeah,
by the way.
No, you don't.
I swear I have a lot to worry about. You have no idea. You have no idea.
I agree with him.
Could leave me
this guy's
anymore.
Wiener. What it is. You, right?
Blurt it out.
I haven't fully opened up.
What? That's it?
Ah, cool mushroom tip.
What is it that you want to open up to me about?
You shouldn't
ask
that. I
don't feel like you're going to want me after this information.
What information?
In the past.
Dated a guy.
Gay
porn. I have dated both genders.
Nice, Trudy.
Oh,
how'd you know that?
I don't know. I just I saw it coming.
Trudy has gaydar.
Male and female.
You want to be gay with me?
Yeah, she goes. You dated males and females?
Like, she doesn't understand.
She know what it meant.
It's a lot to accept. I get it. It's okay. Like I have my fears.
Oh, wow.
His reaction
I've
does
gone
not help.
The thought of fuck. You met the love of your fucking life, and now.
He got with her right after I ended things in May.
My question is, how do you know I'm the love of your life? Do you ever feel like you need to?
I know he dated Trent.
Another
no,
man?
No. That is the biggest misconception in the world. The biggest misconception in the world for men like me who are honest. I love people for who they are.
I wish I'd never met him.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with it. This has nothing to do with it.
Point to his wiener.
Like, that has never been a motivation.
If she had a wiener, he'd be fine.
It's a lot to accept.
The best part about some way to get this effing bee out of my life.
The best thing about this show is the fact that I learned who Amber Pike is.
I know.
She is a fantastic Google, and she's the hottest chick possibly ever.
She is so smoking. Yeah. She's the gamer that was in the hot tub with Barnett?
Barnett.
Barnett.
I know. She's way too good for Barnett.
She is smoking, man. She loves Barnett.
Period. Here's Barnett.
Dang, I hit the Powerball.
Okay, there's got to be some great comments on here. Please tell me.
I'm looking at her Instagram, and it looks like she won.
She was Miss Hooters Augusta 2017.
Yeah,
wow.
She's that hot.
More points for her.
Yeah. And then I'm just reading.
Look at that
comments.
Look on her face, man. She loves being Miss Hooters Augusta 2017.
She relishes everything.
Baby, can I have your body?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
That's it. There's no comments.
Really?
Did she work?
Well, there's
she's
her Hooters shirt.
Hooters
shirt.
Hooters
she reps. She represents.
Of course she worked there. She's not going to join that competition without being...
Wait, who's that?
Must be his sister.
No, what?
She is gorgeous, though.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm. Amber Pike, look her up.
Wow.
No news.
How many followers?
145,000. So that's what I'm saying. Now she's an influencer because of this stupid TV show, and all you have to do is have over 10,000 on Instagram to get paid ads.
How do you know she didn't have them before? She was hot as hell before.
Yeah.
And she's on Cameo.
Maybe she did it for. Let's
well,
buy
when
one.
They get divorced, he's going to get the dough.
That's not her.
Is it?
Yeah, that's her.
Her hair changed.
I think so.
I'm super excited to be here on Cameo.
Has she been in jail for 60 days?
Hey, while we're here, can we see if Val Kilmer took
I want
any
her
new
jailed,
ones?
By the way. Can she serve her 60 days now?
She can't go that long without a dick.
Might have the makings Somebody of a reality show. Like the hottest person not
know,
to have.
Wow, that's a great idea. I think it is an idea, Trudy.
Yeah, definitely.
No, Val Kilmer has not done a new one.
Thank God.
Oh, boy.
That was so tough.
Mm-hmm. Tough.
It was. That was hard to watch.
Blagojevich!
Blagojevich!
God damn
I'm
it.
Very excited to connect with you.
How much
on
is he
family?
Charging?
$100.
You want a
fuck you, Blago.
An anniversary greeting?
Why would you want an anniversary greeting from Rob?
Who would want anything from this idiot?
I can't wait to hear from you.
Suck it.
Why is he doing that in the library?
You know, oh, because he's so smart.
Blago.
Oh,
that's not his. That's not his.
I love that Anderson Cooper just put him in his place. He went, oh, I didn't do anything. I'm a political prisoner. And Anderson Cooper just laid it out one by one. Just absolutely, in fact, told him he was full of bullshit.
Good.
Hey, I got a surprise for you, Drew.
What?
Barnett.
Barnett.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi.
Didn't see you there. Must have been these shades. My name's Matt Barnett. I'm on the show Love is Blind on Netflix. But now I'm on Cameo, here to do shout outs and special requests.
Is he doing
any?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where's he holding
that? Fucking
you. Ha ha.
I want a list of the people that bought cameos from him because I will sell them anything.
Two. let's see. No. Ashley and Camille. So he does $50 cameos. He does them for 13 seconds. Check it out.
Hillary, it's Barnett from Love is Blind. I heard you squirtled out a new baby. Beautiful little girl. Congratulations.
Why are you wearing a scarf, Barnett?
And I hope you're doing good.
Oh, worth 50 bucks, huh? Really,
that was great. God, I bet she's so happy.
Yeah. Sup, ladies. It's Barnett from Love is Blind on Netflix. I hear you guys are having a watch party tomorrow, and Joanna can't make it. Sucks to be her, because we're going to have a blast.
Wait,
you're
anyways,
are you going?
I wanted to tell you guys that I like bread so much. I have bread scented candles.
That's it.
Whoa.
Oh, 50 my bucks. God.
Now, Barnett's trying to be creative.
I blame you.
He's trying.
Jesus.
I blame
he's
people
Andy
like
Dick.
You, Drew, for shows like this. It's people
the,
like you.
Nope. It is the number one show
number one?
On Netflix. When I pulled it up, it said number one.
I'm not kidding. It's hard to turn off. I think I was up to 140 last night watching it.
Really?
I couldn't turn it off.
Pretty. It moves. It moves fast. That's what I like.
Is there another couple you should check out?
Nobody tell
Chris. Or are you turning you fed up with this?
Oh, no. I'm interested.
Wait, did okay.
So the
did
two
you see,
of those you... those two soured.
Oh yeah, soured.
Oh yeah,
quickly.
Gone.
Did you see her face when
yeah,
she figured
yeah,
out what
yeah,
it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Her face completely changed. It was bizarre.
Yeah, her eyes got real like.
Just because he dated a dude.
Squinty.
He was in love with me. He said that.
Oh, is that she's
he'd
walking away?
Never been so comfortable with someone.
She I got
left,
one, wait, wait.
She left him out there.
I got one more cameo for you guys.
On Cameo.
It's Robert Wagner.
Hello, I'm Robert Wagner, and I'm now on Cameo.
Why?
Oh, no.
$500 for
There's
old...
no 180 on Cameo, Wagner.
Well, Denny's on there.
Wait, what's his stupid nickname? What do they call Robert Wagner?
Wags?
RJ?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah
RJ.
Right.
Nobody even knows your nickname anymore.
Can we get one?
Didn't he murder what's her name?
Nat.
Yeah, he's a murderer.
Natalie.
OJ should buy one from him.
Trying to find the wedding of what's the girl's name? The 34-year-old and Mark and
yeah, that's
Pike.
Jessica and Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a huge spoiler alert here, Mark. This is you're beyond where I am.
Oh, I haven't seen it
uncharted
either.
Uncharted territory.
Looking for it. Oh, there's the Kate Upton lookalike.
Oh, I'm in love with
she's
her too.
Cute. Yeah, and she's the one that was ready to really.
Yeah,
you
she
know.
Was a she is a
dick.
She is a pouncer.
Yeah.
Is the word pouncer ever used?
No, but I
for
think
female?
You should
be.
Start
I
that.
Like it.
Yeah, pouncer.
How can I have so many good ideas in such a short time?
Are people
ever
still
happened?
Writing it down?
I think so.
That's what Love is Blind will do, man. Gets the creative
yeah, it does.
Juices
and the creative juices
flowing.
Are yeah. wild.
And other juices. And those ladies.
So, a pouncer is somebody who's very enthusiastic, but is it also like physically like a...
Yeah, she pounces.
Totally.
She can't help but pounce on it. She's so into the guy.
Which girl is this? Who's this one?
Kenneth and Kelly found exactly
oh, that's
what
the that's a Admiral Pink Wiener guy.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, that's not him.
Right there.
Oh, that's the guy that doesn't know the other girls are hotter, or he wouldn't be marrying her. He got the least hot chick.
Oh, he's going to feel... Wait till he watches this.
I know. They'll get divorced if he watches this.
Shouldn't Nick Lachey be getting them married? Shouldn't he be presiding over it since he's the host of the show?
Yeah, he should be.
Oh, there she is with her...
Nick Lachey and Vanessa Manillo. Wait, Vanessa Manillo was her name? They're the hosts. The show loses credibility because he's the host. And first of all, they don't even look like a couple. The body language is like they're two hosts thrown together. And they're actually married.
Wow. Well, they've been married for quite a while, though.
Has Nick Lachey...
Past the 2 years.
Has he fallen, his career falling?
I don't think he really has one.
Have one any after...
Well,
he tried
Jessica, the TV show, everybody watched that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of money, though.
But what was his singing career? What happened to that?
98 degrees.
Hey, is that Jessica?
Yeah, you're getting a huge spoiler right here.
Well,
it's okay. I'll take it for this couple because I don't like her anymore. I fell in and out of love with her so fast.
She's going to marry him?
Yeah, they all are getting married.
Is she? And she's not going to do it?
Well, not yet.
Oh, she's not attracted to this guy.
Period.
She's the one that said, I like bigger guys, taller guys.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he
comes. He's got a big green blob. So
Yeah.
He's crying. He's crying as she's walking down the aisle.
She looks happy as hell.
I mean, a lot of guys do that, but not often after like a day and a half.
Huh.
Come on, guys crying on... That goes viral every day.
But when I look at that, I don't see the external. I see her heart. I see her soul.
He's got a thing for hearts.
That's going to be my wife.
He's so full of shit.
He's too soft. He's too emotional. He's erratic. He's so emotional.
She is as tall as him.
Yeah.
Oh, she kissed him. Hello. They weren't supposed to do that yet.
We are gathered here to celebrate something very special. The joining together of two lives into holy matrimony, better known as marriage. Jessica and Mark, this blind love experiment, chose and spend the rest of your lives together with someone you had not seen. True love grew.
We know how the show works.
Not from what
you
look like on the outside, but what you saw on the inside of each other.
I thought that was Seth Meyers getting married.
Yeah.
Jessica,
I want you to know that no matter, well, the ups, the downs, the highs and lows.
We're getting hitched.
I'll cry about everything.
I loved you from the first time that you said, hey, which is
great. I heard she's all dressed in white, like she's never done it before.
Uh-oh, baby voice.
Ooh, she has her zap.
Mark. Marky Mark.
Mark. Not funny.
Thank you for putting me here. You've been my rock since day one, not just because you felt like home, but because you opened me up to new experiences, talking about things that I had never opened up about.
Aww.
And you really pushed me.
What is
you
this? Changed opening me up is so overrated.
Thank you for being so open, so consistent with me, and always being my biggest cheerleader.
He is a cheerleader.
She looks a lot older than him. And she's hot.
Jessica.
They're whispering.
It's only 34.
Mark. This is the time to make a commitment to be husband and wife. Or walk away from each other forever.
If I was related to that guy, I would not marry.
Oh, what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, you're already there. Just get married.
Now is the time to decide if love is blind. Mark Anthony Cuevas, do you take Jessica Nicole Batten to be your lawful wedded wife, to live together in the holy estate of matrimony?
Her eyes too
big. Will you
big?
Love her?
There's something weird looking about her.
Comfort
all of a sudden.
Honor
you know
and
her
keep
personality.
Her in
that's
sickness
what it is.
And in health.
Is it the ship of
so
five head?
So long as you both
something's
shall
gone wrong.
No,
Oh, yeah, she doesn't. Hear
put in a vice.
Will he do it? Will he say yes?
What?
Yeah, he'll say yes. He'll say anything.
Yeah.
Two.
Yay!
Wait, she got to say her vows.
Yay!
Jessica Nicole Batten, do you take Mark Anthony Cuevas to be your lawful wedded husband, to live together in holy state of matrimony? Will you love him, comfort him, and keep him in sickness and in health so long as you both shall live?
And bang him once in a blue moon?
Somebody get a dick?
Hang on, let me just ask my boner. Oh, yeah, he's fine with it.
He's whispering, I love you again. His mom looks horrified.
In, out, three times.
He's freaking me out.
Is she really waiting this long?
He's too into her.
She waited a long time to say yes and accept the ring, so this is par for the course.
Slow down.
Period.
Yay.
I cannot.
What?
No way. Oh, biggest break he's ever gotten.
Look at everyone's looking around like, what? What's going on?
Look around the room for a 22-year-old, dude.
I'm so proud of us for getting through the ups and downs, but I don't think either one of us is ready to take this on. But I do want you to know that we do love
good, because
you.
You're ancient.
Thank you so very much. And I've always been truthful with you because I respect you so much.
You're wearing a fucking wedding dress, you dope.
I know. You respect him. You respect him so much, you wait until the last second.
Special place in my
life. Okay.
She's crying.
I'm going to pretend like you didn't just make my dick go soft.
Yeah. Aw, oh, look at her. No one knows what to say.
Her family is so happy.
Don't let her go.
What are those?
I think his mom's happy,
sad.
Too.
Sad.
Don't let her go.
Look at that walk of shame.
I would be very sad.
Can't somebody jump up?
Oh, her family and friends are so happy.
Oh, yeah. No,
she was so worried about, I'm 24, what are my parents going to say?
Phew, I dodged a bullet there.
He doesn't know how big of a bullet
he has
dodged.
No idea.
Oh, boy.
She's not as hot as Amber either. She doesn't have as many followers.
I'm going to go ahead and go get married and get the fuck out of Dodge then. I'm going to move to Malibu Beach, shave my pussy, learn to surf.
Yes, okay. Listen. I don't, like, I'm gonna be okay.
This whole
thing. I'm gonna be okay. I'm not. Whatever it happens, like again.
This gang fall in 5 seconds. He's not.
Oh yeah.
Because that's all I've shown is strength.
Oh, what are you gonna do? Quiet now.
I'm gonna continue to be that.
Well, that's
and
all
I'm
I want.
And I'm gonna be okay.
That's
maybe I can get on another TV show.
Okay. I'm gonna be fine.
She's thinking. Do I get to keep these earrings?
I'm there for you day and night. And we can talk and we can cry together. Because
no, don't cry with your mom.
Why are you crying with your mom?
My heart. Yay. You know.
Fucking shit.
His mom is sweet.
You need a wee.
His mom's bawling. Oh, man.
He does not know how lucky he is.
Nice going, Lachey. Look what you did.
Lachey, it's all your fault.
Oh, look at all that food here, in front of him. Man, I'm making me hungry.
Yeah. Let's end the show so we can go get sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
How far in are we, Brandon?
2 hours. Hey, we definitely need to stay on the TV for a moment, though, because there was something on the news last night that we need to check.
Oh yeah. Man. Mr. Rob Wolchek, the Hall of Shame.
What a great job.
Who's in it?
Matthew.
One of our listeners.
Oh, that's right. He wore
yes.
He called the boner line.
Nice.
Oh, did by the way, ever... he's got a great man garage, too. Did you notice that at the end?
I did
great
not.
Guy.
Wait, did he get his car back?
He did. He's the guy that got his car. I think it was
no, that was the other guy.
Oh,
wasn't it?
I thought it was Matt.
He's
old Matthew.
He's man. He's a big, strong-looking guy.
By the way, this story, what's really amazing about this story is these poor people take their foreign cars to this guy who fixes foreign cars, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Up in Clarkston area.
He's one of these fucks who goes like, it's worse than I thought. Send me another $1,000. You know, and it's like your car's been there for a month. And then it just goes on and on. He has their cars for like a year and a half. They buy new cars. They can't even find him. He's such an asshole. And it's, you know. I'm sure it's humiliating to have something like that happen, but I think this could happen to a lot of people because they just happen to take their car to this dick.
Trying to find it. Hang on.
Huh.
You might be a day early.
A dollar short, huh?
No,
I think this is at 10 o'clock last night, right?
Yeah.
This is
there's Rob. Rob Wolchek.
Really? That wasn't him with the cool man garage and the big Michigan flag and his buddies hanging out?
I hope it was.
You probably didn't recognize him because he didn't have his Drew and Mike shirt on.
Possibly. I took so many pictures.
Where do you want to go to? Do you want to watch the whole thing? Or?
Yeah, put it in the beginning.
We did just watch all 8 episodes of Love is Blind. So.
Was the original owner closed
up? 8 episodes available already?
Yeah, they're all out.
The new mechanic is a real tool.
Bungle in the jungle, toe.
I'm going to take you on a tiger hunt. There is nothing in there. This guy is bailed out. Tiger's his name. Fixing foreign cars is supposed to be his game.
At that point, he had my car with the engine out, and I had nothing to do with the car. Was taken hostage for all.
Oh, I could have been me.
Yeah,
it could have been me.
Oh, me. Right.
Wow, great job.
Yeah.
Like, that could have been me.
On intents and purposes.
This cranky cat is saying your sure word slow.
I was told it would take about 2 days.
2 days? Or 2 years.
Oh. I gave it to German Motor Works on June 1st.
Oh, that shirt!
What year? 2018.
Captain Tiger, who seems to move from place to place to place, is a real cat and mouse game.
So are you opening another shop?
No.
You're not?
No.
So where are you working out of now?
I'm not working right now.
His name may be Tiger, but he's a liar. This is Richard. Richard
Neal.
He's
a liar. Put him in the Fox logo. He went to Rob's puns are out of control already in this episode.
When did you take it in?
October of 2018.
And you don't have the car now?
I don't have the car. I have no idea even where it is.
Richard says Tiger, the shop's owner, would fix one thing and charge Richard, then add another thing that needed to be fixed before he could take the car, and on until Richard had coughed up close to $6,000 and never got the car back. After a zillion promises from Tiger, Richard finally sued.
I have won the court case, but I have not been able to collect on it because I don't even know where his business is right now.
The signs are still up here, but Tiger and his team are gone.
I feel embarrassed to even give the true story because it sounds like I'm just, you know, some easy mark.
Don't be embarrassed because Tiger's had this guy's car even longer. Matthew took his Audi A5 to German Motor Works. He paid Tiger $4,000 and picked up his supposedly repaired car.
But there I am the next day on the side of the road.
Yeah, it was still broken. He had it towed to Tiger.
Since that day, I have not driven the car. I've not heard the car run. I've seen it. He's had it in his possession the whole time.
This was Matthew's only set of wheels, and he has car payments on the Audi.
So I got $400 a month every month for a vehicle that I don't use or have. I had to go buy another vehicle.
Now he's got two car payments and two insurance payments.
It makes me sick.
How much money did
he's
you get?
He's got a very clean house.
$1,400. Yes.
And your car's still not fixed.
No.
Yeah, at least Andrea has her car back. That's it. Broken down and covered with snow in her driveway. Last summer, Andrea had transmission problems, so she took the car to the Dixie Highway shop. A few days later, Tiger told her the car was fixed. She paid Tiger, but her car sure wasn't. God, Tiger!
Out of the shop, and the car wasn't shifting immediately.
She took it back to the shop, and it took months before she got it back. In that time, German Motor Works had moved to a different location.
Nice business you're running here, guy.
Andrea went there and picked up her supposedly fixed bug.
It was slipping in and out of gears, and it was scary to drive.
She took the car back to the shop where it sat until December. She finally got her car back, but it's still busted. She filed a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. A complaint Tiger never responded to. Yeah. But that ain't nothing. Tiger's had problems for a long time. Real name, Nemer Barricat. He pled guilty to licensing and record-keeping violations when he was running a shop in Wayne County, selling cars without a license. He's been sued and lost a few times, and just last month, according to the Secretary of State, German Motor Works was fined $2,500 after a Bureau of Regulatory Services complaint investigation found they charged for repairs not performed, violated mechanic certification requirements, failed to reveal material fact to a customer, and had improper invoices. The business is on probation with the state right now. And when I put Tiger's real name into a Google search, up comes his mugshot on the Michigan Department of Corrections website. He pled guilty in December of 2017 to purchasing a gun without a license. And to be honest, that photo is all I have to go on.
How do you buy a gun without a license?
He told Matthew and Richard their cars were still being worked on at German Motor Works in Clarkston. When I get there, there's a for lease sign out front. There's no vehicles in here, so I don't know where these guys' cars are. But I figure a leopard doesn't change its spots, and neither will Tiger. After a tip or two, we spot what looks like some fancy foreign cars being worked on out of this old boat business on Telegraph Road. The place is locked up tight, but there's guys and cars going in and out. And at quitting time, my cameraman zooms in.
I think that guy in the red coat could be him with the red second guy there.
Middle guy?
Yeah.
So wait, this is what I was confused about. What's going on here? Because is he just fixing them in a different place so people don't bother him? And
I have no fucking idea. I don't understand. How are people allowed to go on like this? Why is he getting thrown in fucking jail?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want a judgment for $6,000.
Well, why this secret location and why is he bothering to fix them?
You know, I don't, really he's up bizarre. To no good. I don't know what the fuck he's up to, okay. But it's no good.
I'll get some shots of him.
I sent a freeze frame to our victims, and they confirmed I got a tiger by the tail. The next day, Nemer Bearcat, a.k.a. Tiger, pulls a BMW out of the garage and takes off down Telegraph. Wow. And so do we.
Glad he's driving
and
a Beamer.
The cat under the hood at a scrapyard on 8 Mile.
Tiger. How you doing? I'm a check from Fox 2. What happened to your shop up there in Clarkston?
Didn't work out.
Didn't work out, so where are you at now?
I'm not working.
Oh, yeah, he's not working. He just must wear his German Motorworks cap and shirt and look under car hoods for fun.
So, Richard Cassell, you got his BMW 5?
We're fixing it.
Well, what's taking so long?
It was just a hell of a job, that's all.
Didn't work out.
I know, but you've had the cars for like a year and a half, each of those cars.
It hasn't been a year and a half.
Oh, I think it has.
That didn't work out well, did it?
Oh, I got their receipts here. Want me to look at the dates? You sure you want me to do that?
Rob's always got it.
I got them.
He's always prepared.
I pull out Richard's discovery card payments to German Motorworks.
October of 2018, he gave you $1,200. Then he gave you $15, then he gave you $13, then he gave you $2,000, $6,000. He gave you more than a year ago, and
his motor turned out to be bad. That was a holdup, so we're fixing it for him.
Oh, don't
Next
be afraid
up,
to tell
I
anyone.
Told him Andrea says her VW is worse than when she brought it to him. She ended up buying another car because she got tired of Ubering to work.
I performed
she's
the
got
work
a nice crib
on the
too.
Car, so... She had to buy a new car. That's not my responsibility if she had to buy a new car.
Well, how long do you think these jobs should take?
They're more complex kind of jobs. Foreign cars.
Do you have the skills to do it?
No.
Yes, I do.
Next
no,
up,
you don't.
Matt, who's been fighting with Tiger over his Audi since June of 2018.
Matthew said he was not very nice to you. Do you blame him for being mad?
No.
So why do you keep on promising these guys are going to get their cars and they don't get them?
They'll get them very soon.
Oh, poor Tiger. He leaves looking sad. But I guess I motivated him. That was last week. This week, Tiger delivers Matthew's car.
Oh, it's Matthew's.
Today look at that, look at that man garage.
The table.
I recognize Matt without the drone mic shirt.
He said he didn't have to come to this. And I said, I think it did.
Oh, yeah, he does look
this.
Different.
There was no other dealing with him other than, getting you involved.
Yeah, he would have never got it done.
No.
Yep.
And that's what I told him. I said, if it wasn't for Rob, there's no way.
Oh, he's got the cool garage.
He's got a Cabrera.
Why you look different?
I'm not a bad guy. Why I'm not a criminal.
Oh, this is the best part.
Tiger's no fan of mine, but his driver sure seems to be.
Thanks, Rob. Keep up the good work, man.
All right. Man, that's going to be a long ride home.
Now, that's driving him loves Rob. You're in the Hall of Shame.
Phenomenal piece.
Very good.
So yeah. Well done.
It's a great
the and animation.
See how important
really
investigative reporters are?
Uber was the best.
And Rob could do these stories all day, every day, for the next million years because there's so many scumbags like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that probably was an Uber driver driving him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Likely.
Oh. Picking him up after he dropped off the car.
Yeah, because he doesn't have any friends.
Here's a great Uber driver.
He doesn't have friends. He doesn't.
I didn't finish highlighting him, but here's a great Uber-related story. There's supposed to be audio of this, too. I haven't found it yet.
Oh, this reminds me. It's a passenger's gas allegedly leads to racist tirade against Uber driver.
Yeah, I think I found some of the audio earlier.
I was watching Public Freakout, Brandon.
Yes, the Reddit.
Yeah, and that, there's another one of our lady friend who calls everyone a motherfucker.
Yeah.
That lady?
Oh, the Detroit one?
Yeah.
And yeah, she's been out a few times now.
And what I can't get over is how funny it is when someone tries to come up and reason with her.
As if.
Whenever there's a new person, it just gets so much better. Because like, you can't lose language like that. Who do you think you are, motherfucker?
She won that conversation.
She wins them all.
Accuser of the fucking brethren, you motherfucker!
Oh, wow, I like that one. I'm going to use it.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. This subreddit, if you ever get a couple spare minutes, just reddit.com/r/publicfreakout. It's amazing.
Let's see. Jose Peralta says he had an early morning trip short. He had to after a passenger became irate. He says he'd picked up three male passengers from an adult entertainment establishment in Kitchener before 2 a.m. on Sundays. One of the passengers repeatedly passed gas, setting off what he describes as a disturbing series of events.
Hey, why do farts lead to bad things? It's supposed to everyone should bond.
Well, it cost us a 1-star rating.
I'm sorry about that.
Can somebody
that.
Please rate us now on iTunes so the 1-star one isn't the most recent one?
I'm sorry, my flatulence got us a 1-star review.
It's okay. People love it.
The guy farts one time. He farts, and you're not going to drive me home? A man's voice can be heard asking in the recording. One of the passengers then became aggressive, which is when Peralta began recording the incident on his phone. I wonder if he has the farts.
Because of a fart. Well, here's the news story. You want to hear the news story? Because it looks like they had a little bit of the audio.
Entertainment establishment in Kitchener before 2 a.m. on Sunday.
The farts?
But things escalated quickly. Cool.
The guy farts one f***ing time. He farts. And you're not going to drive me home.
He farted three times.
Who gives a f***?
Peralta says one passenger started to get very agitated, so he pulled into this plaza to end the ride.
According to Uber, all drivers have the right to end a trip at any time if they feel uncomfortable.
Passengers have a right to fart.
But that didn't go over well with the angry passenger.
You're not going to drive me f***ing home.
Like, you don't have
stupid are you?
Peralta says he feared for his safety.
And it was like three of them, you know, and I'm there by myself. Like, I don't know what they're going to do.
The passengers refusing to leave.
You even allowed in Canada, you f***?
I don't have to put up with the abuse and, you know, and the racial stuff is what really bothered me.
Peralta says he finally gets out, but then goes to the driver's side and pulls on the door.
Get out, f***er. Get out.
Stop. I just kept my cool. I stayed in the car. He's telling me to get out of the car and fight him.
Police say he did the right thing.
Not engaged. Call police immediately and let us handle the situation.
Uber releasing a statement saying the treatment of this driver was extremely disturbing to hear, and we have reached out to the driver. We do not tolerate discrimination of any kind, and we've permanently deactivated this rider from the app.
That'll teach him.
Ooh,
he should file or
use a fake account or anything.
You can't just sign up with another name.
Can he file a, well, it's Canada, so I guess they don't have the ADA, but here you can file an Americans with Disabilities Act. Claim because he farted. His stomach
it's
hurt.
True.
It's discrimination.
As for Peralta, that night he went home earlier than usual.
I was like really upset. So yeah, I didn't want to be farts. Driving anymore.
He's now back
he's
at
soft,
it.
Isn't he? He has to go home because to get three farts in his car.
You want to smell three farts from some guy who was at a titty bar all night?
I think he rolled down the window. Move along.
Yeah, it's cold out.
Are you saying people never fart in cabs either?
Apparently not, according to this guy.
They have those great leather seats, though, so maybe it didn't absorb because he had fabric seats. So dumb.
Remind me of something else in Canada. Oh, yeah. So I'm reading this stupid story about the stupid royals, Meghan and Harry.
Mm-hmm. There's a new update,
Yeah, she said, yesterday the story was that the royal family is picking on us.
Oh, my God, how much of a victim can she be?
The fuck are you talking about, you dope?
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
So today there's controversy because Canadian taxpayers, it's been made known, have been paying for security for them since October. And now it looks like Canada has decided March 31st, no more security for you. Not out of our coffers.
Why do they have to wait that long?
Why would they pay for a dime of it?
It should be cut off right now.
They said, I know, like what? Their status change. Well, they're royals right now, and March 31st, they're no longer royals. They're not royals! I'm as royal as they are.
She was on the TV show Suits, though.
They're internationally protected persons. Canada's obligated until their status changes. How fucking stupid is that? And then there's another story out of Canada today about a Canadian family that was thrown off a flight.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because passengers complained about their coughing baby thinking it might have the coronavirus.
Come on.
That's what's
man.
Going on. Every time anybody sneezes, it's corona. I mean, look at the Pope. The Pope's got coronavirus now. This baby in Canada has coronavirus.
The flight crew, apparently, she said, the baby's been to the doctor. He said it was okay for the kid to fly, and they said, well, do you have a doctor's note?
I love that the baby was out in Wuhan, China, but not the family.
Yeah.
Is the baby just doing business in Wuhan? Where did he get the coronavirus from?
Unbelievable.
Here's some breaking news.
Canada. So funny.
The breaking news one?
The Hunter Biden story. Joe Biden today was...
By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
I'll tell you in a second. Joe Biden was telling a long story.
Yeah. It's the only kind he tells.
About Bo dying.
Right.
And Bo's final request.
He's got to do that now.
I know. He's really reaching now.
Where was he telling the story? Was this at a rally?
Town hall.
A town hall?
Yeah. He apologized. He was like, I know the story's kind of long, but it's important.
He got teary-eyed and everything.
Yeah, he did. He was wiping tears.
That's awkward.
So today, an Arkansas judge has nixed Hunter Biden's bid to put off his child support.
Oh, boy.
Where's Hunter?
Does this Hunter Biden? So he doesn't give a shit about his dad, apparently, right? Because he could have settled this, and this would have gone away. The kid is almost 2 years old.
Well, every delay, though, he's put in, though, has been...
To not give out financial information.
Yeah, to kick the can down the road.
Right. So,
I understand why, but this sounds like this time the judge stopped that.
This is making me much more interested in his financial data because people insist that there's something really weird about this China thing that he and Biden flew on Air Force Two, and Biden met with this official that Hunter Biden was meeting with, and Biden says, well, I was just saying.
They're in the same hotel, yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. He needs to make himself available unless his hair is on fire. Circuit Court Judge Ellie Meyer fired back. He probably set his hair on fire. He needs to be in Arkansas. He needs to be there in this deposition. You know what nobody's talking about is Hunter fathering the child? Is he spending time with the child?
No.
No one seems to care about that. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if he would be a father of some sort to the child?
He's got other kids to be a father of.
No, he would not be a good father.
But wouldn't you think that'd be just part of the story, that he hasn't even asked for visitation, that he has not met this child yet?
Should be.
He could really turn it around for his dad if he did.
Maybe he'll ask once the kid can start doing things. I mean, right now that kid's so young, it's just sitting there, laying there.
I mean, Sarah Palin brought out her daughter didn't she?
She was knocked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of wedlock, and nobody cared. But it was not the right thing to do, was not hide that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough being a single mom, you know.
So why the impression get the ex-stripper and all of Hunter's girls and everybody on stage with Joe.
The girl says, we were in a relationship, I thought. Yeah. She didn't know he was living with his sister-in-law, his brother's wife, when he died.
Yeah.
His penis was in her the second he took his last breath.
Yep.
And he moved in with her. And then he went away on business, apparently. Starts up this thing, going to the strip club, smoking crack in the champagne room or whatever.
Sure.
And banging the stripper. And the stripper thought she was in a relationship with him.
What? That's unusual.
Don't dancers know better?
Yeah.
So anyway, she gets pregnant shortly after their relationship starts. And she says, I'm pregnant. And he says, oh, well, it could be anybody's. No, I'm only slept with you. It's yours.
Oh.
And he fought the DNA test for, I think, 14 months, was finally forced, ordered to take it, at which point it was determined he was the father. And since then, he's been fighting giving any financial information. But he has agreed to pay support. He just doesn't want to pay much. Mm. And he doesn't want to give up his financial information. He should just settle and say, I'll pay $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
I don't want you to see any of this
if
shit.
If I want to have a baby and then abandon that baby, I have the right to do that.
Biden still denies fathering the child.
Too bad.
What?
He did the DNA.
This was his statement.
I'm locked in a custody battle at this time. Custody is trying to be forced upon me, which I don't think is right. You know, if you don't want the responsibility of children, you should be able to walk away from that.
His lawyer says my client cannot be available until April 1st, 2020 at the earliest.
Great lawyer.
What? Why? What is he doing?
Demand an explanation. My question to you is, why could your client not be available until after April 1st? All the information I have is that he's unemployed.
Oh, yeah.
I object.
And the lawyer said he's unavailable, to which the judge said it's not good enough for him to just say, I'm not available. I need to know why he's not available, where he is, or what could possibly be more important than what's going on in the case. And he also has not provided the financial information that was demanded, I think, in November.
Mm-hmm.
So he has earned so much money from jobs he had no business having that it takes over 4 months to get the information.
I bet you he's hoping dad just bombs in South Carolina on Saturday.
Yes.
So
I think you're
done.
Right. Yeah, and then he won't care. He'll have no reason.
You only care what Bo wanted you to do, not what I wanted you to do. I want you to drop out.
I don't think he gives a shit anyway.
I don't think he does. I think he's pretty narcissistic.
Oh, boy. How far are we, Brandon?
223.
223.
Is it 0 degrees down here?
Yeah, it's kind of.
I turned the heat way down.
Okay.
I think it's the best.
I also opened the door.
I'm freezing. Yeah. Nipples are hard.
My toes are freezing.
I know.
All right.
My fingers hurt.
I guess you should get us out of here, Brandon.
Okay. I need a shawl. What am I, an old woman? I didn't even talk about that lawmaker trying to get the letter to Trump about Kwame.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't she the one that had her house torn down? Yeah, Sherry, that's her. Aid?
Did she have the fundraiser, too, where she's raising money for herself and for to help Kwame?
And she's going to run to be mayor? She's going to run against Duggan?
I don't understand how people are somehow allowed to do this shit. And, I mean, it doesn't seem like that would be some kind of a...
I'm kind of intrigued.
Violation?
I'm intrigued to see how this is going to work because she's been invited to a Black History Month event at the White House Thursday evening.
And what would be a better way of making up for all the misdeeds that have been committed against Black people than to let a man out who's committed tons of crimes?
But she's
against an entire city full of people.
Who is remorseless.
How is she going to get this letter to Trump? Is she going to hand it?
I fear she's
going to hand it directly to him. He's going to read it and go, all right. As opposed to a middleman.
She's
going to
hand it to somebody, and they're going to say they're going to give it to him, and then they won't.
I bet you she tries to hand it to him directly.
Yeah, and then acts like it's this horrible, horrible scene when he blows her off.
Yeah.
Can you believe this?
Or if he doesn't.
I don't understand. It seems like even for clemency, shouldn't the person have to have some kind of minor acknowledgement of their crime?
That's supposed to be
Blagojevich
part of it.
Is the opposite.
They're supposed to serve at least half their time, too, which Quame has not done. Maybe he'll end up on Cameo like Blagojevich.
I don't think he'll be pardoned because I don't think it would help Trump in the election.
You don't?
I don't. I really don't. I know it pissed me off. I don't know. I think a lot of people would be pissed off about it in Michigan. He needs to win Michigan. Just saying.
I'm just saying.
All right, we'll see ya.
Gay fucking shit.
Bob? Bob, you have a lot of well-wishers here tonight, and a lot of them would like to throw you down one. A well. They want to murder you in a well. Seems a little harsh, but... Apparently they want to murder you in a well. It says here on this card. Now, but Bob has a beautiful face like a flower. Yeah, cauliflower. No offense, but your face looks like a cauliflower. Now, I heard you have hair on your chest, Bob, and, well, let me tell you something. That isn't your only resemblance to Rin Tin Tin. Your dog face. How can you not get that?
Awkward.